Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Clock Talk Brunch Talk Radio Show with your host, Big Sam, bringing you all the new school street races from the Midwest, mixing it up with how street racing was done back in the day and how it's done now. Midwest street racers, stand up, because it is time to turn your clock off. Big Sam, take it away.
What up, everybody? This is the Clocks Off Grudge Street Talk Radio Show, and I am your host, Big Sham. What's going on, everybody? It's another great Thursday. The weather's good. Once again, you know we're running down in time, y'all, with this weather. But nonetheless, it's Chicago, and the weather is good. It was some racing going on this past weekend. I missed everything, unfortunately. My son started school Monday, so I didn't get a chance to do much this weekend. But I'm quite sure somebody will come on and give us some type of update. I know it was, Peso and Wayne's race and Sunday, it was something going on at the Grove. It was a fun day. They say it was a lot of people out there. I haven't got full detail about it, but nonetheless, they said it was a lot of people out there. Let me go through my brief announcements. I know August the 30th, Lil Tony and Slouch, they're doing it again, y'all. 131. It's going down again. Mark your calendar, August the 30th. I don't have any detail about it, but I know it's y'all know what it is. It's going down once again. And September 6th, myself, Big Sham, and Bruce Leroy, we doing it again, y'all. The reunion, old school and new school coming together to try to put some work in. Do some drag racing, some real street racing, some real grudge racing, whatever you want to call it. It should be a fun filled day. I you know, if it goes like it's going in my head, it's gonna be an awesome day. I am doing. I know of one shootout. Well, I don't even want to call it a shootout. I just call it a street race. It's going to be unorthodox. It's going to be, well, it's going to be unlike anything you've ever seen before. I'll just put it to you like that. It will be invite only. Regular tree, out the back door, no time ticket, and no clock. I'm quite sure it's going to be a whole lot of other requests. I might do another street car. This is for streetable cars, in my opinion. My opinion, I made up the word streetable. Just to be clear, streetable, in my opinion, is the middle car. There are fast cars and there are slow cars. All these cars are, in my opinion, are in the middle. So based upon, you know, and I'm not saying I know everything. I'm trying to get, you know, people's opinions also. I take them, you know, with stride, but it's going to be unorthodox, and it's going to be fun. But nonetheless, come on out if you want a grudge race. You know, everybody say they want a grudge race. You got to make a race happen. Let's see who's going to make a race happen. Off the trailer, like you was racing on the street. Let's just see who's going to make a race happen. Let me open up my co-host. I see he pushed the one button. What they call you? Your mic is open, but I was about to call you. What was they calling you?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
They gave me my new nickname, Little Hitler.
Little Hitler, you sure
baby,
right.
Baby Hitler. that's my alter ego.
Oh, man, you sure got one. Oh, my God. If anybody that don't really know you, oh, my God, you got a whole, man, you get to drinking that tractor gas. Man, you, oh, my goodness. That was hilarious. I ain't going to lie. Mighty Mouse, what's good?
Oh, man, just enjoying this beautiful day.
Man, it is some kind of nice outside, man. I swear. I just, you know, this is like actually perfect weather for me. And I don't know how much longer we got, but, man, we need to soak it all up right now because, man, y'all know it's coming. We got to go on and take care of some business before this weather break. Oh man. Okay. Hold on.
And you know what? There was some street action through the week.
Oh, what? Tell us what's going on. I don't know what happened. See, you know what? And let's do this before you say that, Mouse. Everybody, go to clocksoff.com. clocksoff.com. You need to post these things on Clocks Off, so let everybody know, man, what we doing. The street racer, in my opinion, the street racers are the real racers. The street and streetable cars, we are the majority. So those are those guys. Go to Clocks Off, man. Post this stuff on Clocks Off, man. Everybody want to see it, man. We trying to find out what's going on. You know, if I don't get, you know, sometimes I'm working or, you know, people be out there, you don't get a call. Man, somebody out there, you know, they trying to videotape it. So, man, we need to post it and let everybody know what's going on. So, go ahead, Brother Mouse. What happened out there this week?
Yeah, I wasn't there, but I heard, you know, it's hot on the streets that, what was that? Tied with the GTR and Javier went at it.
Okay.
And they did it twice in one night.
Okay. Now what
Javier
kind of car Javier got?
Nova. He has that red Chevy 2 Nova.
Oh, okay. Javier. Okay.
Yeah.
That now who was victorious?
He was. He came
Javier?
Out on top on both races. Yeah.
Oh. IBL is laying it on down. Well, it is what it is. That's what it's all about. It's man, they keeping it alive as much as it, man. They doing their thing, man. So man, hats off to IBL and crew, man, for making it happen. If anybody, you know, like I say, if you on the show and you know of some racing that happened, man. You know, pull my coattail. Let everybody know. Everybody want to know who was doing what, you know, as far as this grudge racing thing. Okay. Let me go to my question, my topic question for tonight. I know everybody has heard if you haven't, I'm quite sure you have. I've heard it more than one time for somebody to say, we run ET. My question to everybody is, what does that mean, and does anybody still race that way right now? Mouse, you can what does that mean to you, Mouse? Can you the lines is popping up, but what does that mean? We run ET. What does that mean?
Well, to me, when you say we run ET, you're not really looking at, you know, you're not going part for part on both cars. If you think you can win, you're going to try it.
Oh. Okay.
You know, you don't have to sit like the person.
Uh-huh.
But if you think you can win, you're just going on based on what you think they run, not how they look.
Oh, really now? Okay.
So if you say one person got a stock suspension car The other person got a 4-link. The stock suspension car got a 28-inch tire on it, and the 4-link car got a 1433.
Right.
If that stock suspension car think he can beat him, he said he just looked at what he think the guy run and not at the parts he got on his car.
Oh my goodness. Well, I don't know. That you know, I've heard a lot of people say that's what we do, but I don't know about all that. That, you know what? I remember a day when that used to happen. They used to do that, but I don't know quite if that's still going on, but I hear quite a few people say that. But I don't know how true. Do you believe are we still racing like that? Is anybody racing like
yeah,
that right
some
now?
People do.
Well,
yeah,
I would hope
have,
so.
Because
I think when you do that, it cuts out a lot of, well, I put it to you like, it all comes back to this, that, you know, the favorite line, stips. The stips kill every damn thing. But nonetheless, I don't know. I'm gonna go down the line. Let me start opening up some mics and see what everybody else got to say. 773-4015. Your mic is open. 773-4015. Your mic is open. Okay. I'll come back to you. 630-0018. Your mic is open. 630-0018. Your mic is open.
What up,
hello.
Champ? What up, champ? What up? What up?
What up? Is this Pun?
What's up, man? Hillis?
What's up, Pun?
What's happening,
man? What's up, champ? I'm just calling in supporting your show, man. I'm gonna take a back seat, man. I'm out working, doing a little driving, and I'm interested in what a lot of people got to say. So I'm just gonna sit back and really listen.
Okay, I appreciate it, man. Just mute your phone, Pun, and come on in if you hear something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. I want y'all to tell me now, because I'm real. This is, I mean, it just crossed my mind, and I'm really curious to know. You know, I hear people say that, but what validity do we have for that? I mean, I don't want to blame it on no in particular, you know, the South or the North or whatever, but I remember a time when I remember one in particular race, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, on the street. It was a guy, Antone, from the Eastside Stranglers, and he ended up racing Mr. Brewster. I never forget. And Mr. Brewster had Mr. Brewster had a 67 Camaro with Willie Boss and some, oh, my God. I can't remember what size tire was on there, but they was humongous. I was like, man, what the? I couldn't believe it. I was like, man, he ain't got no business racing him, but he thought he could get away. So, therefore, it was, you know, it wasn't about what he had. It was about the race. So, it just brought the question in my mind, you know, people, oh, we don't run, what do they say? We don't run such and such. We run ET up here. Oh, okay. Well, if we run ET, then something ain't quite right. So I'm trying to figure out what everybody's opinion is on it. 773-8462. Your mic is open. Ooh, I need to get some glasses. 773-8462. Your mic is open. Man, is it the me
what up,
or
Chad?
What up? Who this?
This Mike.
What up, Mike?
What up, Mike?
What's happening?
Not much. How you doing?
Oh man, everything peaceful, brother. I'm glad you called in.
Yeah, today, so let me go ahead and call in.
So what you got for us tonight?
Well, I believe we all race ET, and what do I mean by that? That means if I feel you run 11-0s and I run it somewhere close to 11-0, I'm going to try it. But I'm not going to take an 11-0 car and run a car thing that run 950 heads up. If I do run them, that means I'm at four spot. So that's what I mean. That's what I believe running ET means. If I feel that you are a second or half a second faster than me, I'm not going to run you head up. That's why everybody trying to find out what. That's why everybody trying to find out what everybody's running. That's why you got people leaking out people ETs out because ain't nobody racing nobody no blind.
Ain't nobody
racing nobody no blind. I'm not gonna take no small block Nikes car and run a twin turbo or a big block car head up because I know darn well that I can't make the horsepower what he make unless he give me a nice size spot. Then I'll try him because I know on paper. He'll blow my back out.
Okay.
Or if I see a car make a pass, I can look at a car and tell how fast a car is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna take a 1050 car and run an 880 car head up. I'm not gonna do it. So that's what they mean by running ET. I know his ET is faster than my ET, so I need a spot, or I'm gonna go sit down somewhere, going in the bushes.
So, where is all the okay? I think Mouse said it at first. I'm stock suspension. Whatever I look like, it doesn't matter. It don't matter what I look like. It's just
It don't matter what you look like.
You close to me or I'm somewhere close to you. I might be able to get away. I might have a chance. So
right.
I try something. People scared to death. They don't want to try nothing. Let's start there. Nobody wants to try anything. Now, I'm not going to say nobody, but I would say 99% of people, they have boast and brag. I tried. I was going. I went and threatened everybody on the premise. Now, you mean to tell me it's 200 cars on the premise and you couldn't find not one person to race? I don't know about that one. Something is, aching me with that. All these, people that talk about they looking for somebody to race and nobody wants to race and so forth and so on. And you got all these cars and you don't race nobody, not one person. Maybe it's me. I'm wrong. I might be wrong. But in my mind, something is wrong with that picture. So
they're not trying to race,
possible.
Man.
What you say?
They're not trying to race.
What you say, Mel?
Not all the time. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. It's happened to me, and I know I go, but it's just. It might be that day where you ain't nobody there that really. They might. They stay close, but they want to see somebody else race you first.
That means they ain't trying to race.
No. I ain't talking about the. I'm talking about the. Okay, when I had the white car, it was times where I come to Street Car Chaos, couldn't get a race.
Maybe I'm asking the wrong question. What does that mean when you say you can't get a race?
No one wanted to race me.
Your race.
Exactly.
What you wanted.
Exactly. That would that mean.
What you wanted.
I was willing to give spots to make it happen. Nobody wanted to race.
Okay.
I'm saying it don't happen all the time, but I'm saying it's possible.
Right, yeah, I can see that. But
the spot that I want to give might not be the spot that you want to take.
Hey, but if you're willing to bend, you can't give everybody what they want.
I mean,
you got to meet somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, it's got to be, you got to, somewhere. People, they not willing to even meet you. You know what, I always go back in time because it just seems as though people would meet you halfway, and I know it always comes up about the money, but I don't know. I just feel like most times it's not really about the money. Unless it's like, you know, you just, you know, I've heard people, you know, I know some people, they say, man, I'm not racing you unless it's for a certain amount of money or whatever, and that's fine. But, I think in most cases it was about the race. It was about, you know, the actual race. So, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out, where's the happy medium at, I guess. What's the happy medium? You know, where is it going to happen? Do y'all know? Can y'all give me anything?
Well, you know, you got some people that want a race where, you know, they give you a fair race and they just think they have a good chance. But then you got other people, they're going to set up a race and where if they don't get what they want, and usually what they want is something dead, where they got to for sure win.
But you know what? Ain't no such thing as no for sure win.
But the odds are in their favor. That's what he means
by
that for
sure.
That's like trying to take a race where you ask the guy, you say, well, man, can I get 3 in the hit? But you know you can beat the man head up.
Yeah, but
you get the 3.
Yeah. But on the flip side of that, I mean, you know, if you give it to me, how am I going to argue?
But some people, if they don't get the 3, they won't even race.
They won't do it.
Even if the person says, okay, well, no, I can't give you 3, but I give you a car and a flag, or I give you the hit, they still won't do it.
When they know they probably
can
get away.
Even though they can win head up.
Right. Oh my goodness!
Them people is not trying to race, man. Like I said, they don't get spots out like they did back in the day when we raced, man. They don't do that. That's like taboo. You know, everybody want to sit down with everybody. Then nobody want to get nobody no spot. You know, knowing you can get this man a spot to get the race off, but they don't want to do it.
But you know what?
Nowadays, people they try to stay more in their lane than they did back then.
And you know what? Stop right there. That's what I'm talking about. Now, if a cop, like I used the example with running ET, it don't matter what a cop looked like. I think that was more relevant, what you just said right there. I mean, I'm going to try to get ready. I know that I'm faster than you. I'm going to try something, you know, with the spot. I still believe in the spot. I still see it. It still does happen. It just doesn't happen nearly enough. I think it doesn't happen nearly enough, but it still does happen. So I don't know, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Let me keep going down here a little bit. 228-1132. Your mic is open.
What up, Sam?
What up? Who this?
It's Big Daddy out here in Mississippi, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boys, running everybody up that area up there, man. Just in the listening, driving on the highway, listening, bro.
Oh, man, I appreciate you calling in, brother.
I'm going to stay on the line. I'll chime in a little later.
Okay, for sure.
All right, appreciate it.
Okay.
You can mute me.
Okay, I'll mute you. Okay, you got a mute on your phone? Because you might want to come back in and say something.
I got it.
Okay, mute your phone. If you want to come back in, you can come back in and say something. 773-3969. Your mic is open. 773. What up? Who this?
This is Big Pern, man.
What's up, Big Pern?
Chilling, man. My opinion on that is, man, people ain't racing ET no more. People racing parks, man.
Nah, you know what? Tell the truth and shame the devil, Pern.
Now, that's the truth, man. People racing parts, man.
This is
people
true.
Parts. If your tires are bigger than my tires, I need some room. If you got a big block and I got a small block, I need some room. If you got this, you got that, I need some room. If your car got fiberglass and mine got steel, I need some room. People racing parts.
Okay, wait a minute, Perm. Now, okay, you got Mike on the phone. You got Derek on the phone. It was customary that I can remember. I know the technology, I know all this has evolved. So, you know, people are faster. You know, different things have happened. But it was customary. Now, Mike, I don't know. Tell me if this is the truth. If you had a small block back in the day and then somebody else had a big block, and no matter, and you on the motor, both of y'all on the motor, it was customary that the small block, he getting a spot.
Yes, sir.
Is that true? That's true?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now small blocks are much, you know, they done made small blocks where, you know, they just as, you know, powerful as a big block almost, you know, just about.
No. Some big block, the cheap big block. Ain't no small block out here.
I don't want to mix up what I'm trying to say. I'm just talking about they have made them where some of these small blocks are just as powerful as some of these big blocks is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not all big blocks. Yeah. I mean, you know, but I'm just saying, you know, there are some small blocks that shoot or whoop big blocks and they then whoop them all day long. So
right.
You know, but nonetheless, you know, let's not even talk about no fast car. But I'm always going back to like a street or a streetable car. And it's always, you know, a debate for me with, you know, everything is a step, like what Big Perm is saying. If you all fiberglass and I'm all steel, and we look just alike, why would I race you head up? Or people, you know, it's always something, you know, to go back and forth with. But you say you run an ET, but I like he say, I just don't believe it. Some people, I think they will. You know, they'll just try something. It's some people that some clowns. And when I say they clowns, they do anything. They just, like my man call them, they gangsters. They just do, they try stuff. They just trying to go. Now, there are some people out here like that. They, you know, by themselves. But where's the happy medium where, you know, man, let's just try something. You know, I want to race. Let's just try something to try something. That ain't, you know,
hey,
that's not really happening. Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Big parents say people race in parts. True enough, because we know parts makes car go fast, right?
Yeah.
Parts, good parts make car go fast. So if you got a Cutlass and I got a Cutlass,
yeah,
you got a fiberglass Cutlass body and I got an all steel body.
Okay.
What was that small block? Wouldn't you think that the all fiber by the car van is lighter than an all steel car?
Wait a minute. What's the question?
Okay, if you got a Cutlass and I got a Cutlass, but your Cutlass is all fiberglass. You got a fiberglass body on your small block Cutlass. I got a small block. I got an all steel small block Cutlass.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we know weight. If you're cutting down on weight in your car, you're supposed to pick up ET. The lighter the car, the faster the car is gonna go. Right.
Right.
So why would I take a steel body Cutlass and run an all fiberglass Cutlass head up, even though we both got small blocks?
Okay,
y'all might not have the same small block.
I'm gonna say we both on 23 gear in here, small block, small carburetor on it. Okay, 28-inch tall tire, but he gutted to death, fiberglass body. I'm 3,700 pounds and he 2,800 pounds. Why would I run him head up?
His motor might not be as strong as yours.
You ain't listen to what I'm saying, dear. That's what I'm saying. if he got a 23 degree head small block, there's only so much more.
Okay, but all 23 degree head small blocks the same.
They ain't the same.
You know what? Now that's the Hitler coming out. That's a mess. I understand exactly what you're saying,
that's
Mike.
That's bull crap.
But Sham, you gotta listen to the Fuhrer though when he speaks.
No. Telling the truth, though.
All
small blocks not the same. I mean, he using the analogy of a 23-degree head small block, but it's plenty of 23-degree head small blocks out there that can whip good big blocks.
Okay. So, now, but I'm not arguing what either one of y'all are saying, but I understand exactly what Mike's saying. If you're listening at what he's saying that you're not, I mean, now, is it a difference between if you never saw the car before or
there
if you know
you
the
go.
Car?
There you
see,
go.
That's the thing. You've seen the car. You know the car. So, therefore, you know what he looked like and he know exactly what you look like. Now, if it was a car that you never seen before, would you race? How do y'all feel now?
Now it's different because now that's an on paper race. You got to
okay.
look at what he got because you ain't never seen him run.
Okay. Okay. So I mean, is that
now,
more?
If
is
you
that clear
seen him
Mike,
run, and
do,
you
do the people know each other, Mike?
Yeah, the people know each other.
Oh, see,
I mean,
there you go.
They seen each other run.
Y'all from the same town.
Right,
same
right.
From the same track.
Exactly.
You
they
know
each other. Yeah.
And I
do believe that makes a difference. What you
there,
say?
There's
some people. Big difference.
There's some people, including myself. If you fire a small block up, I can tell you if the man making a lot of horsepower or not just by the way it sounds. You see what I'm saying? An 8-second small block don't sound like no 11-second small block, man. Y'all need to cut it out, man. Come on, man. But Derek, your SB2, this sound like my motor and my cutters right now, man. Come on, dude.
Yeah, but I didn't have a 23-degree head.
But I'm just using for example. I'm just an analogy for the sound concern.
But
I know plenty
of cars that sound real good that's crawling.
Man, I know the ones I know that sounding good ain't crawling.
Well, I'm saying I know some that sound good that's flying and sound good that's crawling. So you can't. To me, you can't go by the car fire up and what it sound like.
Man, if you've been in racing long as I've been in racing, look, Derek. If I see under your hood, I can approximately tell you how much horsepower you got in that motor, man. If you got some old steel track two heads on a small block Chevy, I know you ain't making that much horsepower, man. But then if you got an FO research head maybe or a Dot Pro 1 235 on there, I know you can make some decent horsepower with that head. So I know I ain't got no business messing with you if I got a steel head and you got an aluminum head.
Yeah, but did you know they made steel 18-degree heads?
All day long.
Small
all
block.
Day long.
Small block.
All day long. All day long.
And flying.
I don't know about they flying. I don't know what you call flying. What do
yeah.
you call flying?
Bobby DeAndre had a set of steel 18-degree heads.
On motor?
On motor. And he was running just like my white car was running.
I don't believe it.
I ain't no reason for me to lie.
You gotta check your history, man. You gotta check your history.
I know my history. Before y'all even talk about racing, y'all was riding tricycles when I was racing, so I'm not talking about your history. When you ride around here stealing bicycles, I was street racing at age of 14 years old on the south side. You can't tell nothing about no history.
Now, I know exactly, what you're saying, Mike. I do. And it's okay to be controversial because I didn't learn firsthand.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's good. It's good.
I didn't learn
good.
Firsthand what Mighty Mouse, he always got something extra. But nonetheless, I see both sides, but I'm trying to, I'm going to have to open up somebody else. Maybe
hey,
they
hey,
get
hey,
something
Big
to
Sham.
It.
Sham, what's happening? What's happening, Mike?
Do you? What's up, brother?
What
up?
Mighty Mouse.
Hey, what's up, Junior?
I ain't got but a second, but Pro Action Australian Steel Heads, 14, 16, 18 degree.
Yes,
yes
sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna get out y'all way because I see y'all going at it in the right direction.
Junior. But when I look at Junior, when you look at a 14 degree head, you know it's a 14 degree head too, don't you?
Yeah, but it's all
okay,
steel.
A lot of guys don't know about that head.
Yeah,
man, when you see everybody know a 14 degree head when they see one, man, the intake gonna be different, the header's gonna be everything gonna be different on a 14 head degree motor, man. Come on, man.
You're right, but I mean, my point was that they make big power with that steel head. They can make real.
I mean,
that wasn't the argument.
That wasn't the argument that it was a 14 degree. We talking about a 23 degree head motor.
Somebody all gutted out.
I'm saying what he was saying with regards to that deal with Bobby. Yeah, that's a legit deal.
But what you think about what he asked, though, Junior?
What's that?
He said two cars that's similar. Exactly. They both got 23-degree head motors, and one car is gutted out in fiberglass, and another car is all steel. Should they be racing head up?
My opinion is dependent on who got the glass car and who got the steel car. It's dependent on who got it. Because you got some glass cars out there that are weak as water.
That goes back to what I said. You know each other. Yeah, they both know each other.
Right.
So I guess, you know, it could go either way. It really could go either way. And I know exactly. I feel what Mike was saying. But y'all, I see what y'all saying too. I guess it just depends on who the person is. You know the car.
I think it's more, in my opinion, it's more dependent on who the person is or what crew it is versus what car it is. Because you got certain individuals, they can show up with a car that ain't nothing but a 12-second car, and motherfuckers are going to think that he's flying with it, and he's not, just because of whoever that person may be.
Okay. Junior, before you get off, I know you're working. Are we running ET up here?
Some do, some don't. Some run accessories, like Big Perm said. If you ain't got the same thing, if they feel you got one piece that's better than theirs, that's a reason to cry. You know, some guys don't give a shit. Some guys base off of this. I know what the car can run. This is what you have to run to beat me. Fuck you. Come on with it. Some guys ain't like that. Some guys are going to pick from the front bumper all the way to the back. If your shit isn't the way they want it to be, it's a reason for them not to race you. Or it's a reason for them to beg and do all the other unnecessary shit that they do. You know, me personally, if I come after somebody, it's because I feel I can beat them. If I can't, I'm going to leave them alone.
Okay, because I mean, well, I'm thinking of a somebody that they racing, and then they go pick on somebody like just a fast car. He running on 28.
Right.
It's a car.
Right.
And then somebody that look like him, he don't want to try him, but it's another car with big tires, and don't look nothing like him, but he think he can whoop him. So he'll try him.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we had an incident a couple years back. You know, my man said, hey, I want to try this guy, big tire car. When you look at it on paper, we had no business fucking with that big tire car. You know, but, I mean, shit, it was a gamble. And sure enough, we came out on top, you know. But then, as you say, there's guys that are either the same tire or a smaller tire that, no, we can't fuck with them. Again, it goes back to who it is, you know. Certain guys, you just can't underestimate them. And then other guys, yeah, in a sense, you take them for granted because you base it off of what their record is, their track record, you know. You got some guys out here that got really fast cars. Or have the potential to be really fast cars, and they can't get out their own way, you know? a guy like that, do you second guess that guy when you go to run him? Hell no.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's my opinion on it, you know. But
okay.
Yeah, I got to jump back off. But y'all going in the right direction, Sam.
Okay. Well,
definitely.
You gonna mute your phone, Junior, just in case you want to come back in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm waiting to see if I hear somebody say something out of line. Yeah, we gonna be ready in 2 weeks, boy.
Well, I'll text him. Okay, Lee, just mute your phone. Mute your phone.
All
right. 773-4309. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Sham? Big Will.
Hey, what up, Will?
Hey, what up, Will?
You got me on speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm off.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, checking y'all out. Y'all got a good one going.
Man, we trying. What you got for us?
Man, I'm down in the dirties, God dang it. I ain't on nothing. I hear what y'all talking about, but like you're saying, you know, some guys, you know, you just see the crew they with. You know, big drag. People think that he's flying all the time. You know, certain people, they just think the best of, and which sometimes they right. So you got to watch where you play at. That's all.
Okay. So it goes back to my original question. Are we running ET? Do we still run ET up here?
We call ourselves doing it, but we call ourselves running. We call ourselves making it happening. We call ourselves all kind of big talking stuff. We ain't doing too much more than nobody else, to tell you the truth. You know, when you go down and look at it, real talk, we ain't doing no more than nobody else.
Okay.
But they do talk about, you know, I just look at a guy. If he look like I can beat him, I'll try him. Well, everybody do that, you know.
No,
but
everybody don't do that.
If they
problem.
Think they can beat they gang. You don't think so? What you saying?
In majority, no. I don't believe that. That's why it's always a problem. It's always nobody. I'm not gonna say nobody. Let me stop saying that. But a lot of people. Let's just say a lot of people. If they did do something, then it would be a lot more racing. It would be, you know. You know what? I always go back to what I'm used to seeing. And maybe that's the problem, but for me it's a good thing because that's what I'm used to seeing. I'm used to seeing every day, all day. On the weekend, hands down, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it was nonstop. It was, man, 10 o'clock at night, it wasn't like I was guessing what I was going to do. I knew what I was going to do. Now it's totally different, and I'm not even talking about just being on the street. I'm just talking about the racing part of it. Period. So I mean, I guess that's where I mean my mindset is. With you saying, do people do? No, I don't think they do. A lot of people know they don't, and that's just my opinion. No, they don't.
Damn.
Maybe that's not, huh?
No. Don't get me wrong. There's a few different things you have to put in the equation. See, people, they don't have it like they used to, and they definitely not on the street like they used to. There's a few people that still don't mind getting down on the street, but they don't want to throw it away. They ain't got to throw it away. They don't want to be fronted off. But if a person think they can go, they can get you, man, they will go. If they think they can get you, if they really think they can get you. See, that's what I said when you said no, and I know that's for a fact. I mean, just like y'all. You know, y'all, now, just see, you was talking about a few weeks ago, but just trying something. Let's say everybody just try something, you know, just to get it in. No, people ain't doing that because they ain't got that cash to throw it away. You know, if you can run for $25, $30, or $50, they'd be doing it because they don't mind jagging that off. But, you know, a lot of people ain't going for that. But if somebody think they can get you, they're going to go. You know, in other words, why not? Who you can see out here who think they can beat somebody and they ain't trying them? I mean, Big Tire, Fiberglass, Willie Boggs, all that. You can have all that. If somebody think they can get you, they will go.
Well,
it's that
don't,
ghost. It's the cause that's in the shadow that people ain't trying.
well, you said what I don't miss. I hope didn't nobody misconstrue what I was saying. When I say try some, I think I got a chance to win. That's the difference is. Well, I'm not saying this is what you're saying or anybody else, but what I think, you know, what I'm getting from it is somebody else did say it on the line. I can't remember who it was now, but if it's not a for sure win, they ain't going.
Right.
If they don't
right,
think
right,
it's
right.
a for sure win. See, that's the difference. I
right.
said,
right.
I'm going to try.
Right.
I think I got a chance to win. That's why I tried to go. That's why I, you know, we raced because I thought I had a chance to win, not a for sure win. I thought I had a chance to win. It's a difference. That's when I say
right.
people they don't, and I ain't even talking about for no whole lot of money. I ain't got no money to throw away. Nobody got money to throw away. But if you racing, what you doing? You just coming to for nothing? I'm not just coming for nothing.
Well, I understand that. Like you said, if you think you got a 50-50 chance, you're trying to go. But nowadays, people are talking about 70% chance, and I understand, right. You know, right. I hear you, John.
Okay. Somebody is got some background noise.
Not me.
I'm on mute. I'm not sure who it is, but can you please mute your phone?
I muted up. That wasn't me.
Okay, Will. Hold fast. Let me keep going right quick. 773-4015. Your mic is open.
What's going on, man? It's Preacher Boy. How y'all doing today?
We good, brother. How you doing, Preacher?
I'm doing fine. Now, I heard y'all talking about them big blocks and small blocks. Listen, some people don't have the type of motor that it takes to make them go fast, so they compromise for it. They get light, or they do it the best they can. That's why my car is the way it is. I don't have the money to go fast. I know how to make it go fast. That's why I bought nitrous. Yeah, I like made the car the way I want it to be. That don't take me out your category just because y'all got bigger cars. We don't have the same motor. You might have a 18-degree, 15-degree. I got a 23-degree.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, y'all keep hollering. Y'all look at looks. Everything that's look good ain't good. You can look at a lot of big block cars, might not be shit.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
It's a gamble. Everything you do is a gamble. The fastest car don't have to win.
Correct.
See, everybody's racing throat doctors. Everybody want to be a throat doctor. Don't nobody want to take a chance and race. Back in the day, racing was, man, I'm going to try you. You try me. Let's go. We have a good time. Now, damn, I think I know what he run. I know what he run. You go ask 50 more people what he run. I can mind about that. I can do that. Let's try him. That's the way y'all do it. That ain't nothing to me. That's robbing.
Yeah. Well, in your opinion, Preacher, are we running ET or for not, you know, in the majority, or are we not?
Majority of these people running ET that they estimate known. They guesstimate known.
Well, let me ask this question to everybody. Can you run, I'm assuming you can't run ET unless you know the car. Is that correct, everybody?
You got to know the car to know the ET, man.
Right. You got to know.
Well,
I mean, that's the only way you,
well,
I mean.
Well, apparently, listen. Not necessarily. You can know, you can run ET by word of mouth, too. Everybody talks so fucking much, saying he run this, he run that, he run this. That can get your head knocked off.
Okay.
You know,
anybody else want
to
comment on that?
Like you can go to the track and say, like you know the track right now, you know this man here is out your class. It's a man, he's been messing up all day. It's kind of been running like shit all day. Now you go over there and pick with him. Now
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, it's fixed.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Some folk doctors.
Sham.
Yeah.
Sham, it's Big Perm.
Yeah, Perm.
I got a perfect example of somebody racing parts.
Get Todd on this phone and try to get somebody lock him in and watch what Todd do.
Huh?
Hello, who is this?
No, that's Perm.
What'd you
say, Perm?
I said my perfect example of people running parts. Get Todd on the phone and try to get somebody lock him in and watch what Todd do.
Now, what are you going to do?
He going to undress your car.
He going to undress your car? Okay. Okay. Let me keep going. You know he on this line. I know he going to pop in sooner or later.
I know. I wanted him to hear that. I know. It's the
truth,
though.
Yeah, he on here somewhere. Stokes, your mic is open. Stokes.
Oh, shit. What's up, Joe?
What up, boy? What's happening?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man? Man, watching this damn Bears game, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Man. What they look like?
Watching this Bears game. They look
like?
All right, man. Defense still look like shit, though, but you know. It's still preseason, though. So I'm saying, me and my kids sitting there watching it.
Okay. Hey, did you go to any race this weekend? You got any updates?
No, man, I was at the Grove, man.
Did anything happen? They really weren't trying to go.
No, they really weren't trying to go up there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We were supposed to run three lugs, but, you know, both of our cars, you know, they was having problems, we was having problems, so, you know.
Okay.
Said at a later date, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a fun day up there, man. Yeah. Huh?
I was just trying to see if you heard anything or saw anything up there at the
They had a nice little bike race over the little bike rug race they had, though. It was a nice race, though, man. Dude blew him out the water, though. I think homeboy, he from the west side. I don't know his name, though. But he ran that bike, though. He was one of our baby boy guys, man. Yeah,
okay.
He ran that bike. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm just trying to double check in. You know, you wide open. Somebody's about to say something. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Big Will. Is Big Will still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Big Will, it's Pitcher Boy. Now, we even out on that race, now.
I get what?
I said we even out on that race, now. That race we bet on.
I knew you were going to chime in then. Yeah, Preacher Boy took me to the cleaners. He knew the inside scoop and dragged me, okay?
Why
you got to know the inside scoop? I just picked the winner, just like anybody else would do. You picked the one you wanted to ride. I picked the one I wanted to ride.
So, yeah, what race y'all talking about?
That's all, love.
Oh, okay.
The race on the bike.
This race, back to back.
We're two guys back to back, man, for all kind of paper.
Oh, wow.
All right, well. Preacher Boy's probably been eating dinner with the dude, know everything about it. God dang, he put me in the blender.
Oh, wow. Oh, well.
I'm the one approached him, so it ain't no thing. We all good. I appreciate it.
Okay. Let me go to this next caller. Raylo, your mic is open.
Hey, Jam, what up?
What up, Raylo?
Nothing too much, man. You know what? I read the topic and seemed like it had me a bit confused to say, do we run ET? What are you trying to say?
I was asking the question, you know, I've heard people say we run ET up here. And I was asking a question. I asked the question, what does that mean when you say we run ET? And I'm not going to say a conclusion. What some of the brothers said was it doesn't matter what you look like, you know, in a race. You racing against the person ET. You know, you think you know how close, the, you know, how you thinking how fast they go. So you running them off of what you think they go, not what they look like. And I ask, are we still doing that? Is that true? Are we doing that at all? Does that still exist, or did it ever happen?
I still got me a little confused. Like, the phrase I would use with this, here's the example what I would use with E.T.
I would say,
I don't care, just saying the name. I don't care about Puerto Rican people or drag. Names don't mean nothing to me. I concentrate on my E.T. E.T. win races, not names. That's what philosophy I use with E.T.
Okay.
You know, like my brother listening, and he don't never listen to the show. He you got him a little confused. He's like, I don't understand what he's saying, you know. But I kind of feel what you're saying, but my terminology, when you say something about E.T. is elapsed time. Is I would say E.T. win races, not names. I don't care who you is. If I think my E.T. better than you, I'm going to run you. I might not say that to you, but E.T. win races. Hey, names and Nikes and Turbo don't win races.
Ray Lowe.
The better
Ray Lowe,
E.T. win races. Yeah.
Ray Lowe. Yeah, he's saying, what he's trying to say is, you know a guy's hot. You know he's crawling. You know he's fast. You know this, that, and other. You done seen him make a pass, and that's, you know, you estimating his E.T. when you try him. That's what he's saying. We used to run up here where you see a guy making a pass or whatever. You say, man, I figure I can get him. You know, that's what he's talking about, running E.T., which everybody does that, really.
Wait a minute. Let me ask y'all this. Am I the only one that heard this before?
What's that?
No, I'm saying we run E.T. up here. Yeah, anybody else heard that?
Oh, you know what it sounds like they're saying if they said that? Sound like they're saying that we run E.T. up here. You don't want to mess with us. We fast, in other words. We fast.
No, that ain't what
like
he means.
Saying now.
Oh, okay.
No,
we don't know
what he means. No, that ain't what I took it as.
Like,
no,
what
do you mean
is... We don't know people E.T.
Man, I'm in trouble, man.
Sam, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What you mean by E.T. is, okay, you see a guy make a pass. Now, say you got a stock suspension car, 28-inch tire. Now, you see this guy make a pass. He got a tube chassis car, four-length, with 1433s. Now, you just seen him make a pass. Him, and you go try him. But, see, you ain't looking at the parts on this car. You just looking at the E.T. you think he runs. That's what he means by running E.T.
Right.
You still got me lost. Whoever that is talking, I'm lost. I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand. I really don't.
What part of it don't
understand? Estimating E.T. That's what we said. Estimating E.T. Watching the car go down there.
Well, Sam said, somebody told him, we run E.T. So
that's what he's trying to say. You run instead of looking at the parts on the car and saying, well, I can't run with him because he got that.
He got 29s and I got 28. Or he got Willie Bars and I don't have no Willie Bars. He got a ladder bar car and I got a stock suspension car. You follow what I'm saying, Ray Lowe?
But what you talking about, they don't have nothing to do with E.T. E.T. needs elapsed time. It has nothing to do with
it. Hey, Ray Lowe.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray Lowe. This is little Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I think I heard you say something about you've been around racing when somebody's riding motorcycles, I mean riding bikes or something. How long have you been around racing?
How long? I think me and you grew up together drag racing, ain't we?
What Mike is this?
This little Mike, the one that raced you in the height, that Mike.
Oh, okay. But I was around a whole lot longer than you, way before you. Around some drag race. I mean, I ain't trying to argue or nothing. I'm just saying.
I don't think you was, Ray Lowe.
My first trip to US 30 was 1967.
Have you ever been to US 30?
You have been to US 30? I've never seen you out there.
Been there all the time. My father used to race bikes with Bill Bruden and all them guys. My father was in the Cheetahs Motorcycle Club. They had a pro bike back in the 60s.
Who?
Huh?
What was his name?
His name was Skinner. He rode for the Cheetahs. The Cheetahs in the motorcycle club. His name was Skinner.
Well, Mike, you know how I am. Like, we ain't into no arguing battle. I heard somebody say they've been out the track when somebody's riding bicycles. Well, I just told you
I've been street racing since some of these guys have been riding bicycles. That's what I said.
Well, you call that right. You've been racing a long time. I get that to you. You've been racing on the street a long time.
And I
still don't understand what they're talking about. ET.
If I feel your car run 1150, I'm not gonna take a 1250 car and run your car head up. That's what they mean by ET. I'm racing. I feel your car's running 1150, so I'm not gonna run you head up with a 1250 car. That's running ET. That's what they mean.
Okay. Maybe it's a different terminology. I don't really get too deep in the grudge race talk now. I like to, you know, listen around and check around here and there, but I need some different terminology.
Hey, Raylo, when I ran you in Chicago Heights, why did you race me that day? The day I ran you in the Heights with that green Camaro y'all had. Why did you race me? What was the reason why you raced me?
Let me tell you the reason why I raced you. Because I'm not scared of nobody. If I think I can win, I'm finna run you. I don't care what you got. And nobody could.
And why did you think you can win?
It was a whole lot of people told me that I couldn't beat them, but I beat them, Mike. It didn't make me no difference. A drag race on the street, you don't know who's going to win.
No, Raylo, you're not answering the question. You got to
He said,
why did you think you could whoop them? You raced them. You say you raced them because you thought you could whoop them. And he said, why did you think you could whoop me?
You know how hard your car was, right? Mike. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. You could have took off and broke a drive shift. I could have took off and broke a drive shift. Now do you feel what I'm saying?
Raylo, you wasn't racing for that reason. You thought your car was fast enough to get away with the head up here.
No,
that's why
Mike, you gave me two in the crack for one. I was racing, Mike.
I gave you the head up bus. I didn't give you no two in the crack. I gave you the head up bus.
No, you gave me about a car and a crack with that skateboard.
No, you thought you had a car and a crack. No, I gave you the head up.
I never took the bus. You gave me a spot with that full chassis car you were driving.
Ask Zorro, told you don't do the same thing.
Who?
I didn't give you a skateboard.
There was a whole lot of people telling me don't race people, Mike. Dragon told me. I told Drag, just stand out the way. This is no me and your race. This was another race years before that. I told Drag, just don't stand in front of me. Get out the way, I'm going to race. He telling me don't race. I won the race. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I wasn't scared to race. Like Skin, he take on a lot of races. Just take all races. Damn, what's going to happen? Let's get it on. I wasn't going to race John Force, but somebody running around.
Why you ain't going to race John Force? Why wouldn't you race John Force? He might be a good driver, right?
I'm just exaggerating. I'm just trying to give you an example. Anything was running around on trailers, man, I was trying to race him. That's all to it. I don't have nothing against you. You beat me. Fine. I beat a lot of people. There's some more people that beat me. I was racing, man. I was not scared to race. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Being scared to race and racing somebody that necessarily outclassed. You didn't go and race people super out your class that you know you didn't have a chance to win. You thought you had a chance to win, right?
So many people came and told me, don't race him. He bought 18 Robbie's motor. I don't care who motor he bought, man. Tell him to get on the Skyway. Now you feel what I'm saying? Yeah. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Remember y'all had Wayne Malibu?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember we had y'all on the Skyway, and the police came, and we ran with John's Boo.
Yeah.
Right. And then when you see John Boo go down through there, you say you don't want them problems.
Mike, somebody broke a gear. Somebody broke something. Me or John broke a gear or something.
No, we didn't break none of John's car.
Well, Mike, okay, when you saying that, that means nothing to me, man. I raced a lot of people, and I wasn't scared to race. That's all to it. They told me don't race Rodney. He got $1 million. I don't care if he has 10 million. Tell Rodney to get on Skyway. So now, that's all I'm trying to tell you. I don't care who it was, man. I was ready to race. Win or lose. That's my philosophy. If I ever come back grudge racing, that's what it's going to be.
Raylo. That's what they're talking about racing ET, because you thought you could win.
No matter who you race.
Not looking at parts.
Yeah, we had a good running car, man. That's all. We had a good running car. It wasn't the fastest car. I mean, we knew we didn't have the fastest car out of everybody.
Yeah.
But we're taking a chance. We're going to get them. This idiot gonna mess up.
That's right.
Know we just made a good pass at the goal. So what? What they doing? So what they say? You got a 4-6-8. We got a 4-27. We gonna run them anyway.
Right. Now that's
my philosophy.
Yeah. Now that's another facet of grudge racing that's not happening. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna say it's not happening, but it's not happening nearly as much, I guess, as it did before.
Right.
So therefore, but you know what? There are some people, I believe, that they will do it. They will do it. But nonetheless, you know, it is what it is. That's all that it is. But
Raylo had that chatter to throw away. Raylo
Okay.
Pay for it like that.
Okay.
Raylo
now,
pay for it like that.
When you say that, Will,
I was winning.
Huh?
I was winning it. I wasn't throwing it away. I was winning. I won a whole lot of races, Will. A whole lot of them.
No, I know. Just like
you
told them.
I wasn't throwing no money away.
No, but I'm saying you had it like that. You had backup. You had guys.
Yeah, not only me. Not only me. There was a whole lot of other teams that had a lot of money.
I agree.
Yeah.
But they don't have it now. You mentioned about if you come back now. If you come back now, you're not going to do that. Not unless you got some old backers.
Because if he do, he gonna be in the pole house. If he do, he gonna be in the pole house with that attitude.
Real quick.
So you stay in your class.
They ain't got a particular chance like that no more. They ain't got enough.
If I won a lotto, I would
kill him. Can't take the chance like that no more. Not no more.
That's right.
Right about that. I ain't gonna sit up and argue about nothing. Now that times ain't like they used to be. But I had a fast top back then, though, bro.
Right. Okay.
Everything I was driving, it was fast.
I know y'all. Okay. Let me ask y'all. What's the happy medium?
What's the happy medium?
What's the happy medium between the two? Between the two.
Between your
philosophy. It don't matter who it is. You just gonna try. You know, you gonna go, and somebody that. They want something dead, and somebody that they think they got a 50-50 chance of winning, so they try to go. Where we gonna be at? What's the happy medium between all of that?
It's changed now. It ain't like it used to be, Sam. You know, and I don't want to stay on the line too long. I mean, I know you got lines to open up, but times just changed. That's all it is.
Yeah, they do, but I mean, it's got to be somewhere where it's, you know, we can come to some kind of, you know, somewhere. Otherwise, I mean, man, what's going to happen?
I can't really tell you because I'm not in the graduation no more. I listen and hang around and support your show or support your race and stuff like that. I'm not in the graduation no more. I got a gorgeous race car here tonight. I don't know how it's going to run yet, but I'm going to find out. You ain't going to see me grudge racing, I can tell you that now. People can talk to me, say what they want to say to me. I don't grudge race no more.
Yeah, no, the question wasn't just to you, Raylo. It was really to everybody.
Okay.
It was to everybody.
Right.
It's just something to think about. That's all.
Yeah.
But, hey, Raylo, I appreciate you as always.
Okay. All right.
Just mute your phone. Let me keep going.
Looking forward to your race.
Okay.
Looking forward to your race.
Oh, man,
now,
it's going to be beautiful.
Whole train to go.
Okay, that's right. hold on, y'all. 773. Somebody need to mute their mic. 773-3625, your mic is open.
What's going on, Big Sham?
What up? What's up, baby boy?
How y'all guys doing tonight? I hear you guys got y'all fucking and fighting on this phone. Y'all, you got this good topic going on, man. I hear you, man.
Man, we just trying to, you know, we just trying to make everybody say,
Well, due to your topic, brother. I went to the fun day up at the Grove,
uh-huh.
and we enjoyed ourselves. Big Drag ran some boys. I forgot what he was from. A Mustang, and the boy preloaded the car. Who drag got driving the car? Preloaded the car, and cop
got too deep in the stage and the car. I think it turned the red light on or the car cut off or something. And the boy went down the track. That was the only grudge race that we saw for his cars.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy from the west side, Dre, who I roller skate with, we whooped two boys back to back, whooped them for 600. Then we run them back. We won another boy from the south side. I forget his name. About $400, but the thing was about it, they had their bike already dialed in, so his bike was already consistent on the ET.
Mm-hmm.
His bike that Dre rode, we didn't have his bike out for 4 years or so. That boy had that bike out in about 4 years, but the bike was consistent. So
okay.
With the rider getting on the bike, you know, we had a good chance of winning the race due to the fact that the bike was consistent and we run them on motor and they sprayed at us and Dre jumped them and drug them. So you know with that, with your topic, Big Sham, if you got a very consistent car, it shouldn't matter about the ET. It's about running the race, the actual race. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
With that doing part to a lot of people saying, if you know this guy a part of this particular group or this, that shouldn't matter. If I got a fast car and I know it's consistent, consistency wins races. Big Sham, you know that.
Okay.
And everybody on this phone know that. You know what I'm saying? Week four last, we was at Big Drags race. Preacher Boy won two races and I lost. I betted against him and he won. So
that's right.
He didn't look at the ET. He thought he was faster than the actual car. So it gave a fuck whether he was faster. It gave a fuck whether he was fast or not, but it gave a fuck to where he knew he was going to win the race somewhere, some way, somehow. If he had a lighter car, we had a better motor, he's a better driver than me and one of the drivers. So due to that, I feel, if you got a consistent car, man, race the racetrack, fuck a ET. If you know your car run such and such, such and such, and you know he capable of running such and such, I don't want to give him hell what he ran. If I know what my car's supposed to do, guess what? Get your ass up there. And let
okay.
the brake go.
That's right. Well.
You know, all this arguing and bickering on the phone about Big Perm said something about people race other guys' equipment, and he totally right. Everybody's sitting around here talking about he got a 28 on, he stock suspension, he got woolly bars. Man, it's the heat of the summer. Race for $500, race for $1,000, man. What's two fifty for $100 to you, $100 to me, and $50 to the next person to the pot? We race somebody for $500, the driver and the owner of the car got $250. That's $500. That's a good race. That's a good race, right, Big Sham?
Yeah, it is. Okay,
so,
well, man.
Hold on, I'm gonna go on mute, Big Sham.
Go
this,
ahead.
All this, it's finna get cold, man. It's definitely finna get cold.
It's gonna get cold.
I don't
want to
hear nobody.
Right.
I don't want to hear nobody on these talk shows threatening people about what they would have did and what they should have did. It's hot now. If you got your car, if you can afford to get your car to the track, you can afford to run for $500.
Well,
because you got other people that's willing to bet with you. I'm going on mute, Big Sham.
All right. I appreciate you, baby boy.
I appreciate you too, brother.
For sure. Drag, your mic is open.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, Drag.
Everybody, what's going on? I called.
What up, Greg?
I had stepped up the the truck for a minute. I called him talking about, heard my name called, heard Puerto Rican Pete's name called. You know, I guess it was about racing or whatever the case may be. But my comment is, why is it, you know, guys like me or Pete or somebody that's active in racing, or I would say, I guess you could say, supposed to be fast or recognized as fast, what has that got to do anything with the racing? You know what I'm saying? No one ever seen me jumping up and talking about I'm big drag, I got a fast car, I'm better than anybody else. You know, if that's the perception that a person gets, they don't get it from me. You know, I like nice stuff.
Yeah, it's not about you, drag. It's about your what you did. You know, your what you call it. It's just like anybody else that ain't done a whole lot of racing. You know, people want to race you because you didn't race. You a name. You somebody in the world. People want to race Skin just because his name is ringing in the street. They just want to whoop him just because. Not only because he, you know, how Skin is, but they just want to whoop you. They want to race anybody. You know, people want to make a name for themselves by whooping or trying to whoop a name, I think. So I think that was really what a name came into play.
Well, the topic, what I caught, maybe I stand corrected if I heard wrong, but I heard that the ET had something to do with that. If you're going to run somebody, you know what I'm saying, and if you know what they run, then, yeah, that's a totally different thing. I ain't going to tell you if I had a 10-flat car and know he couldn't run a 10-50, I'd be all over him. You know what I'm saying? Different than knowing that you can run that 50 and I got a 10-flat car. You know, I need to break. I need a condo break. I need something. You understand what I'm saying? And that's how we used to do it back then. And Ray can testify to that. You know, we didn't pick ETs. Back in them days, Big Sham, take your daddy, for instance, Mountain Dew them. Mountain Dew them come to the track with them, with the Camaro and Mouse House and all them different cars. We would all race at the track and see what everybody run. There was no one had no such thing as no time shown. You understand what I'm saying? We would leave that track and go race on the street. If my car run 11:00 and Mountain Dew car went 11:30, he want a car or half a car or maybe even talk out of getting a break or whatever the case may be. The stipulations gonna come into the racing. These newer days and stuff that made racing tough, man. It made it hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have.
OC would know that we had a Camaro, bro, run 990. They'd run maybe 989, 988, you know, on a good day. And OC them would go on Dodie with a stopwatch. And they would clock their car as fast as they thought it was and come back and run me every time, and I'd beat them. You know what I'm saying? But those are people that would try you. Nowadays, a joker got the darn and know that he can outrun you before he would even race you.
Right.
And I'm kind of getting like Raylo. I'm not telling you that I don't want to grudge race no more, but I'm not building a car to go grudge racing at this time. I'm building a car to enjoy.
Well, that, you know, that's where I'm. My question is to try to see how we can change some of that, you know, that change it. You know, I know it's evolving, but it's got to go in some kind of good direction, and that's why I'm asking the questions that I'm asking.
Yeah, but hey, Sham, what Drag, I think what he was talking about when he's talking about his name being called and stuff, at one point we was talking about, you know, you see a guy with a light car, big tire, Willie bars, and this, that, and other, and you wouldn't try him, or you would try him because you knew he was a goofball. But if you see Drag with that kind of stuff or certain people, that's what we were saying, you know that they ain't goofball. They got something, they really got something that's going to go. And that's, I think that's what Drag might have heard when we mentioned, you know, some people, you might try them because they goofball. They got all kind of good stuff, but they ain't got the combination of know what they're doing with it, and you might try them. But you see Drag or certain people with it, Puerto Rican Pete or something, Hey, I'm bag off of him. Or if you even see him with some little stuff, no Willie Bob, little tire. Drag had that Camaro, that 67 Camaro with that 8-9-inch tire on it. People, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't play with that, you know, because they knew Drag had it.
and a small block, man. But
well, it's already
the same thing with a lot of. Huh?
It's all. I was just gonna say it's. They know. Well,
that's,
most people know. If
that drag
those people, they not they know what they doing.
Right, exactly. But see, like you drag, you talking about you beating on your chest and stuff. No, you don't have to beat on your chest. Your car didn't beat on your chest for you.
That's right.
Your reputation deceives you. You know, that's all. You know, ain't no business like that. But then there's some guys with some really good stuff that they can't see their way out of paper bag. You know, so.
Oh my goodness. Okay, y'all hold on.
Go ahead, Shyamalan. I was gonna say I respect what Will said, you know, and I understand that, and I know that we have a reputation of having a fast car, you know, but it's only because I want a fast car, not to to show anyone off or anything like that. I just it's challenging to me to go faster,
right.
You know, and to go fast.
But you ain't did nothing wrong with that. That's part of the game.
Yeah. I mean, if I can go 10-0 today, I want to go 9-90 tomorrow, you know, and on and on and on, you know, until I can't go no faster, bro. Then I want to move into a bracket where I can go faster. Just the competitiveness in me, you know, the fire. So it has nothing to do with, you know, my name. My name is, like Ray was saying, I've been racing US 30 since the late 60s myself, you know, been going there. You know, actually start participating racing in the mid-70s, 70, you know, 75, 76. I actually was racing and had a car there. So I've been in the game a long time, you know what I'm saying? I just want to do, really, to be honest with you, I want to do to respect me, for drag, not for me having a fast car. Now, the car don't make me. I make the car, you know, and that's why I carry myself a certain way and I treat people a certain way because I respect them and all in return I want is respect back. You know, you ain't got to like me, but you're going to have to respect me because I'm going to give you the utmost respect in the door.
That's right. Well, I appreciate you as always, Brother Drake. Oh, sure. Hold on, y'all. Sure. Let me open up this mic. Hold on, y'all. I got a couple more mics to open up. 773-3490. Your mic is open.
What's up, Big Sham and the crew? What's happening?
What's going on, Brother D?
Yeah, I was sitting back listening, man. I really wasn't going to. I get a chance to talk so much now on Saturday on my own show. I really wasn't going to say that thing, but Brother Raylo came on and it just sent a spark up. The brother was trying to, I believe the brother was trying to get Raylo to say that he ran him because he felt like he was faster. And you feel like you're faster because you know what your car can run. You know, if I see you go 10-0, I'm going to say he can run 9-30, not 9-30, but maybe 9-60, 9-50. If I know I can cover that spread, I'm going to try you. That's racing ET. And I think that's what the brother was trying to get him to see when he said, kept asking, why did you run me out there? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then Drag came in, and Drag was speaking of how it was back in the old days. Big Will was speaking of how it is on the money side. You spoke on getting it back there. And I'm going to say this, and this is far-fetched. It sounds crazy. It shouldn't be said. But I'm going to say it anyway because I'm known for saying things that shouldn't be said. The only way, and I repeat, the only freaking way that racing is going to get back to the way it was, money, M-O-N-E-Y, is going to have to loosen up. And right now it's not. See, the days that we could run for $1,000, in those days, I could afford to lose $2,000 a night and kidding about it. I could afford to drop it on the ground and walk away. Those days are not here now.
Okay, let me do this. Why we can't race for less and still do the same thing?
That was my next
question. You know what? That makes a lot of sense, too. Not to cut you off, D, that makes a whole lot of sense what Big Sham just said, but you know why we can't race for less? Because our pride gets in the way.
There
you know what I'm saying? Our pride gets in the way. We want to make a joke and think we got this and we got that. We race like Baby Boy, come on. I heard Baby Boy say it now.
we was just making a tire run. Them boys pulled up there and they wanted to run. They wanted to run for some money. We run them dudes for $300. You know what I'm saying? That was a lose to me. I don't care how it looked like. If the car, I don't care how slow he was going. And God knows we'd have beat him. We could have started up and went behind him and flew back around him, but we didn't. We lost that race. But that was a $300 bet, man. These guys want to run for $3,000 and $5,000 and $8,000. Ray nailed it.
They can't even cover that debt when they call it. They're calling
that's right. That's
debt.
Why. That's why so much trouble that goes on in the racing.
Yeah, but see, that's what I was just getting. Baby Boy spoke on that when he said, run for $100, run for $500. Listen, man, the parts on cars are very expensive. Let me say it like this here. Big Wheel said this to me a few months ago. Big Wheel said, D, you got your car? I said, yeah, I got mine. It'll be together next year. He said, what size tag you got? It was 300 or 200. I said, I got some 15-30s. I'm going to put some 16s on. He said, oh, you don't get no action. I said, I'm going to have plenty of fun. Because if I don't get any action with it, my son and I will have plenty of fun running up and down the track with it. Guys don't do that now. Cars are not designed, built-wise, to just run down the track. They feel they got to bet that big dollar. Now, I told Dog this yesterday on a BET show. That's what I said to Dog. Dog made a statement. He didn't mean it the way it came out. So I said, Doc, I need you to clarify that just in case someone in the lower ranks heard that and take it the wrong way. Doc said about the big star and the little man. See, and that's what's going to hurt. Another thing that's going to hurt the game of race. Big Sam, if you and I go to a track today and run $200 or $300, ain't too many people going to get around the field because we don't have that big quote-unquote man. Okay? You know, Wick and Drag go to the line and run for $2,000. First of all, they're going to explode the pot and make it be $10,000 when it was only $2,000. And everybody wants to see it because they got this name as being superstars or stars in the grudge racing field.
If okay, hold on, D. I don't mean to cut you off.
Racing.
Yeah, that makes sense. But my job is to make these street and streetable cars the same way. I don't mean to cut you off. Hold on 1 second. Let me open up this mic right quick. Tone, your mic is open.
Happening, Sam?
What's up, Tone?
What's going on?
What's the deal?
Yeah. Ain't nothing. We're calling in to see what y'all got going on. What's happening?
Man, we got something good going on, but what you got going? There's some people looking for you up here.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they looking for you. They looking for you.
Sham.
I'm telling you, they looking for you, Tom.
That's what they tell you, but trust me.
They say they looking for you.
Who looking for me? Well, okay, they found me, so now what?
Oh, my goodness. It's a couple people that say, you better not come up here on the 6th. That's what they told me.
Well, I always been hard-headed, Sham, so. You know, I'll be there, man.
They say you better not step on the grounds with nothing.
Let me ask you this. Is your show on the 6th?
It sure is. It will be on the 6th.
Historically, have I supported every event you had?
You have. No question.
So why would I stop now?
Oh, my goodness. Can you tell everybody what you – do you know what car you bringing or cars you bringing on September the 6th?
I'm going to bring a Cadillac CTS, and I'm bring my Nissan GTR.
Oh, okay. What's up, my son, link car, and someone – I'm sorry, somebody texted me.
Two totally streetable cars that I'm going to drive from Detroit.
Totally streetable?
I'm going to drive
minute.
It
Wait.
From Detroit.
You going to drive them up here?
Yes.
So, wait a minute. You told me something about a challenge. Did you? Do you remember what you said to me?
Anybody that drives their vehicle to the drag strip got action, no questions asked.
Did everybody on this line hear that? Everybody don't get quiet at one time.
Hello?
Hey, Big
Ain't
Chef.
Nobody going to say nothing.
Hey, Big Chef.
Huh?
Hey, tell Tony, man, look, I'm going to put mine on my street book car on the trailer. Then Cadillac Joe come on the trailer. You ain't got to draw me, bro.
That man said anybody that drive anything to the track, they got action.
I said I'm on the trailer. Hey, Shane.
I knew you was going to have to come in then.
He ain't even got a 773 or 312 area code. Tony, what's up, man? Hey, Shane.
When you say street cars, I said, okay, well, let me go in the garage and see what I got. That's a street car. You saw me over there in that Cherokee. Did I not buy that thing from Detroit?
I'm sorry. What'd you say, Tom?
I say, when you saw my Cherokee, did I not buy that thing? Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Never mind when you saw me in Chicago. Didn't I see you in Maryland somewhere?
Yeah, I did.
Did I have a trailer anywhere in the facility?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
No, you didn't.
Hey, when I came over there with that Cherokee, did I even have a trailer following me?
No, you did
not. Yeah, you parked it by my house. Stop it.
So when I come with this Nissan, it's gonna be the same protocol. You say a street car is a street car. No roll cages. Can drive them anywhere. Air conditioning. Cruise control. Whole nine yards. And anybody that drives their car to the drag strip, I'm locking them in. No questions asked.
Wait a minute. Is there anybody looking for in particular? Because I know something happened the last time you was here. Is there anybody that you're looking for?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to say who it is, or are you just going to wait?
Hey, man, Toilet Bowl is dead, man. If I ever see that man again in life, he's done.
It's Tidy Bowl, not Toilet Bowl, fool.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my bad. Hey, Junior, alligator crocodile, same thing.
Oh, my goodness. So all you want to do is get your race back.
I'll get my race back.
Somebody need to mute their mic if you're not talking. Please mute your mic.
Eating that bag
okay.
of
chips. Oh, my goodness.
That's me,
Chef. My bad, Chef. That's Drake. My bad. I'm going to do that
okay.
now.
Okay. That's okay. Anybody that drives their car to the
What's
track.
What's happening, man?
Yep.
What's up?
Anybody
that doing,
drives their car
I'm good. How you feeling, bro?
Can get a race out
good,
of
bro.
Oh my goodness!
Hey, Drag. Before I jump off, can I tell you something that you love saying?
Huh?
Can I say something to you that you love saying before I jump off of here?
What's that, Drew?
Man, you ain't nothing, man. Hey, man. Hey, Sam.
Huh?
Every time I hear Drag say that, do a suck out, fall out.
Oh my goodness!
Hey, Sham.
Took you all
yes,
the time to find that out.
Well, the individual in the state of Illinois that has that other GTR, will he be on the property that day?
Nah, that's a good question. I don't know.
If he got trouble.
Okay, I'm quite sure. Somebody hear you on the line and
Hey, Big Chef, can I ask one more question before I go back on mute? I want to ask Junior a question.
Okay.
Junior.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
Hey, Junior, would y'all have LTD at 41 September the
6th? I'm not sure about that. They in the process of doing things with it, but we trying.
What y'all need some more grocery in it?
What was that?
I said, what are y'all going to get some more grocery in it? Y'all trying to go to Sam's Club or Costco with it? What are y'all trying to do?
I mean, it's capable of doing a lot of things. I don't know. I'm trying to see with them. I mean, We all know that's my man's car, but I got explicit rights to it, and it's a streetable car. I mean, anybody that saw it, seen that car is everything I've described it to be. Anybody that feels that, you know, they're in the same class with the car and they want to engage, I mean, come on. You know, if you're trying to put a full tilt race car on it, then, yeah, there's some race cars you can run. Now, if you're trying to put a full tilt race car on it and you're willing to give something, I mean, yeah, because we ain't stupid by no means. But if you sit anything close, when I say close, anything close to it, yeah, we will engage, whether you a small block or a big block car, if you sit anything close to that car. I'm hoping that we'll be able to stay up here with it through the 30th and back on the 6th again. So, but I'm going to put it out there. It is for sale. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me do a refresher. Anybody that drive their car to the track on September the 6th, they got a guaranteed race already. And the GTR from here, Lil Tony is looking for you. Anybody know where that car is or who it is? Can you give them a notification for Lil Tony, please? And thank you. Let me do an intermission while I'm on here. September the 6th, myself, Big Sham, and Bruce Leroy, we are doing it again. We having the reunion, old school and new school, back at it again, trying to bring some good racing back to the to what it used to be and what I believe it can be. And I would love for everybody to come out and try to get down. That's really the number one thing is grudge racing. We are really trying to grudge, and I know it's a whole lot of grudge races in the city of Chicago. Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, all over the Midwest for that matter. I mean, I'm hoping that you will come out and try to get down with us. August the 30th. Tone, you there? Can you tell us about August the 30th?
Yeah, August 30th. We're having another grudge event at Mark, Michigan. Shootout. Hello?
Hello, you breaking up, Tone.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. I hear you now. I can hear you.
Yep. We having a 28-inch, 28 or 275 drag radio, $500 buy-in, $5,000 guaranteed payout. It's Pro Treat track rules, eighth mile, not stock suspension, no wheelie bar, any rear suspension, stock style front suspension. Any engine combination, and then you know, same as always, we're gonna, you know, have the bounces for the kids, and you know, our same deal.
Oh,
but this
okay.
time the shootout is gonna be a small tire shootout on 28.
Okay, sounds like a plan. August 30th, mark y'all calendar. September the 6th. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Go ahead, say your September 6th. I got one to say too, Sham.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Dre.
We got September the 14th at Union Grove, Big Walker Memorial. For those that know Big Walker, he was a legend, in West Chicago area, Waukegan, Gurnee, North Chicago, and all them areas. He passed away over a year ago, and we're putting on a race in his name for. Big Walker is called Big Walker Memorial. It's on September the 14th, the next day after Cox, on a Sunday. Grudge racing, that's going to be a little class racing. I don't have all the particulars yet, but for those that can make it, you know, if you guys are going to Cox and going to stay over, we love to have you, you know, and everybody that wants to support Big Walker.
All right, September the 14th. Excuse me.
Yes. Hey, Drag, was that the Ford guy?
Yeah, Big Walker with the Ford, right, correct.
Okay, that's the one that Gil used to drive for? Or?
Right.
Okay, that's it. Good.
We making an all-out effort to try to help Gilbert get Big Walker's car ready for that particular race, too.
Okay.
All right.
Another Chicago race or Illinois. I don't know if that's what it is, but he from up here. Hey, Steve-O, with Cots, that's the 13th at the Grove. Mark your calendar for that day, September the 13th. That's going to be another great race, as always. Hold on, y'all. Let me open up the rest of these mics, and I'm going to turn y'all loose. 847-4139. Your mic is open.
Hey, Jam, what's going on with you, man?
What's up, Brother Mark? How you feel?
I feel all right, man. I wanted to say hi to all my U.S. 30 veterans out there. Greg, Will, and Mike Rayo, and a few others out there, man. I'm just sitting back enjoying a very educational show tonight. I'm going to sit back on mute and let y'all have your fun.
All right. I appreciate you, Mark, as always.
All right. Thank you.
What up, Big Mark?
Got two more.
Hey, what's up, Cousin Will?
Let's see. It's an anonymous caller. Your mic is open. Hello? Okay. And last but not least, 773-3033. Your mic is open.
No.
773-3033. Your mic is open. Okay. All right. Everybody is open. I appreciate everybody's comments. If anybody
so
got any more
deal?
Call out, y'all can come on with it now, because Lil Tony then came on the show and tried to, you know, start gang banging already.
Hey, Sham, what's the deal for the six?
Huh?
What's the deal for the six with regards to the reunion?
Well, I'm doing a race. I'm not doing a shootout. I'm doing a real streetcar race. It's an invite race. The rules are it's a head up with a regular tree out the back door. No time ticket and no clock. I'm doing a $150 buy-in, and I'm taking $50 deposits. I'm calling as I go. I'm steady calling people as I go. So it's a different kind of lineup. It's very unorthodox. It's not like nothing you ever seen before ever. So, it is different, you know, but it's gonna be bananas. I guarantee y'all.
You said a regular tree?
A regular tree.
Okay.
Yes. Regular tree, no time ticket, out the back door. So,
what is?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
What's the criteria for the cars?
I'm picking a car.
Right. Oh, so it's no extra steps on how the car has to sit. You just going to pick the cars?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's why it's so unorthodox. I'll put it to you like this. It's a minimum bet for four places. It's 16 cars. We're going to pay $4,000 to the winner, $1,000 to second place, $250 to third place, and $150 to fourth place. So,
you say the winner get $4,000?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
so,
shit.
It
and you
be,
said
and
you said 150 on the buy-in if you're selected?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Sam, you got any cars in it? Can we hear what cars you got going in it?
No, you can't. Sorry.
Hey, Will, you beat me to that one because I so want to.
Right.
Sorry.
Hey, Sam,
I'm gonna put it to y'all like
not,
this.
Hey, Sam,
every
it's
car,
not inquiring mind just being nosy.
Hey, I just put it to you like this, Brother Will. It's everybody that you done seen and everybody that's standing. Well, I'm not gonna say everybody standing around. But I guarantee you, if the bet's gonna be out of sight when you see the cars, I guarantee you, it ain't. I said this once and I said it again. We ain't nobody never did it. I'm inviting a lot of people. If you interested in it, it's fine. If you're not, you know, come to Grudge Race. I mean, I think this is going to make everybody Grudge Race. It's going to make
so,
force
so
it's your hand.
It's basically a Royal Rumble is what you're saying?
It is.
Okay.
Damn, but we got a couple of cars over here that you might not have seen that we might need to get in there, though.
Okay.
Maybe we'll talk to you later see if they fit.
Okay. Sounds good.
Talk to you later.
Sounds good.
Damn.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Some of these cars you're talking about, so some may have cages and some not. I mean, is it streetable cars or is
it's
it
streetable
cars?
Let me give you the definition of what I say. Streetable car is there are fast cars and there are slow cars. Streetable cars are in the middle. Just my opinion, and it could be anywhere. It could be anywhere. The fastest car don't always win. That's always a guarantee. But I feel like we gonna mix it up just a little bit. And if it's for you, then get in. And if it's not for you, that's fine too. Just come to grip. Man, you looking for action, it should be plenty of action. I'm guaranteed, I'm almost positive. It's gonna be all the action you looking for.
I got a question, Sam. How are you doing the draw? If you can say that. Let's say once you have the 16 cars.
The 16 cars, I'm gonna pull. Okay, let me give you this. The first round and the first round only. I'm gonna pull a name, and you can challenge one person. If they accept, then you go. If they don't, I go to the next name. Only in the first round.
So what happens? What happens after that?
I pull. We pull from that point on.
Hey, let me mute this.
So what you're saying? If the guy you pull, the guy named for, if we pick one guy and the guy don't accept, then he missed his turn. So now somebody else turn to pick somebody, huh?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said, Will. What'd you say?
Just like if your name came up, Big Sam, and you wanted to run Bruce Leroy, and if Leroy don't accept your challenge, then somebody else get a turn to get us to make a
no. I'm gonna pull the name. And he gonna say, and Bruce Leroy say, I want to race you, Sham, and I'll be like, yes. If I say yes, then we matched up together. If I say no, I pull the next name, and that's who he gonna race.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Then with the next person, he gets the same opportunity.
Exactly.
To try to race somebody else.
Exactly. Only in the first round. It's unorthodox. It's something that, I mean, I came up with. I'm just trying to mix it up a little bit, and hopefully, it'll in my mind, it's gonna be awesome. And the people that I've talked to, they want to do it, so it's gonna happen.
Hey, Sham, is it gonna be single elimination, or you gonna have
it's a single elimination? You lose, it's over. If you red light, you lose. I'm sorry. What? I can't hear you, Mark. What'd you say?
I say you're gonna use track rules.
Yes.
Hey, Sham.
Yes, sir.
So, what you're saying is it's street racing, but we just doing that track. So that's basically what you're saying, correct?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So, would you be opposed to Instant Green?
Opposed to Instant Green? No, I want to do it this way because it's different from every other race that I know of. Nobody has a regular tree. So I like the regular tree. That's why I came up with the regular tree.
Okay.
Okay, no more questions. I'm not taking no more questions.
Why is that? Why is that? Hey, Sham, you lucky I'm standing in front of this ice cream truck with the kids. Hey, don't nobody hang up yet. I'll be right back.
I just don't want to ask no more questions. That's it. That's all. I guarantee you, it's gonna be some fun. That's all I can say.
I didn't hear everything you explained. Can you please re-explain all of that?
No.
No. Me too, Sham. I didn't get some of that.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Oh,
y'all get it.
I see what's happening.
You got time.
You get a guy from out of town to ask questions to answer. You get somebody from our south to ask questions to answer. You get somebody from the west side, you don't want to give out no answers. Okay.
Yeah, well.
I see what's happening here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, sorry. Anybody else want to call? Wait a minute. Let me open up these last few mics. These mics been open. 773-3033, your mic is open. I think I opened that already and ain't say nothing. Preacher Boy, your mic is open. Your mic has always been open.
How long you been here?
No, he don't know. 773-9483, your mic is open.
What's up, Big Sam?
What up? Who this?
Pete.
Huh? What up, Pete?
What up?
What's going on?
I was just listening to the show.
Oh, man, I appreciate you.
That's about it.
What you
hey,
did you hear the did you hear topic
open?
For tonight? Huh?
Preacher Boy's line open?
Hold on. Let me open him back up. He has some static behind him. Preacher Boy.
Hey.
Preacher boy. 773-4015. His mic is open, Pete. I don't know if he's paying attention.
What's your name anyway?
State your name and business.
I
gotta mute his mic. Pete.
Yeah, I'm here.
Somebody said, state your name and your business. What you got going?
Oh shit. Nothing much. Dr. Vega sitting here waiting. I wanted to see if Preacher Boy wanted to do something on Sunday.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's what I was trying to do.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm trying to, let me open up. I'm trying to get him back. Hold on. Let me see if I can, no. Preacher Boy.
I bet if you talk bad about him,
I know you ain't driving.
Preacher Boy.
Oh
my goodness.
Baby, you made me look
old. Hey, I'm gonna have to hang up and dial him back.
Yeah, let me wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry, Pete. Hold on. Let me text him. Anybody else? Oh, wait a minute. Who is this? 630-001. I think that's Pond. Pond, is that you?
Yeah, I fell out, Sham. I fell out.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Let me text this preacher boy. Hold on one second. Everybody go to clocksoff.com for this intermission. Please go to clocksoff.com. It is a wonderful website. There's a lot going on with it. Tomorrow night we got Baby Boy. Baby Boy, you still on the line?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Hold on, Big Shell. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Big Shell. My bad. I got my OPC. I got my watching the football game. This size is bad.
Tomorrow night, y'all show is at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, tomorrow, 8 o'clock, Baby Boy, the Cadillac Joe show, the Round Table, Clocks Off, Grudge, Motor City Mafia, support us, man, and be doing something big and good around. Y'all go to Clocks Off, we got T-shirts, hats, coming with shoes, 28s and 29s. You got
open my mic.
29.
It's open. Hold on, preacher. Okay. And Saturday is Brother Larry and Brother D at 8 o'clock. Y'all call in and support them brothers.
Hey, Sam, real
yes,
quick.
Sir.
Yeah. For those that don't know, when you go on clocksoff.com, the video library that is there is second to none.
It's unbelievable.
When you go on YouTube, you know you got to type in and go to the next one, go to the next one. I mean, they have page upon page upon page, year after year after year of videos on there, man. If you love watching them videos, man, I guarantee you, you ain't going to find another website that has the amount of videos he's got, you know? And when you come in, man, don't be shy on the forums. Them forums
are there
for us to take advantage of, you know?
Absolutely.
Whether you're posting pictures, whether you're putting out there, whatever you're trying to do, whatever you got going on. You know, I mean, come on in. It don't cost you a dime, you know. But yeah, that.
Hey Sam, what you wanted?
That was all with that.
No, somebody was looking for you. Pete, your mic open.
Hey, preacher boy, is your car okay?
No, it ain't okay, man. I got a lot of issues with everything, man. The trailer got tore up and the car. So.
Okay. Then I leave you alone.
When you get
back together,
you
out on Sunday.
No, everything got messed
okay.
up. Let's
okay.
Get
then
back
then I'll leave you alone.
The same way I called you, Pete. The same way I called you to play with you. I'm gonna call you again as soon as we get back together.
Sounds good. I'll be waiting.
Okay. I just got to go find parts and put me back together.
All right. Well, anybody else got anything?
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Who's coming from Detroit over here?
Who is this?
Pete.
Pete? Oh, coming from Detroit? When? For the sixth? I don't, you know what? I really don't know. I know Lil Tony coming, but I don't know who else is coming. I'm not sure. I hope all of them come. All the streetable cars, the street cars, you know, I steady invite them. I'm always going to invite them. I'm always extend my hand to try to get them to come. And hopefully, man, maybe they scared us. I don't know.
That's what it is.
I really don't know. Tony, are y'all scared? What is Tony still there? Wait a minute. Oh yeah, he's still there.
I'm here. I'm here.
Are y'all? Here. You know, as I know you, I'm not gonna say you per se, but the rest of your Michigan street and streetable guys, are they afraid of Chicago and Indiana?
Yeah, his Michigan sister.
The Michigan
sister.
Yeah,
right about that. Yeah, you. I didn't say sissies. I said his sister. Pete, don't be disrespecting people. Man. Hey, Sham, can I say
yes,
it the
sir.
Way I want to say it? Hey, Tony, you know you my man. Tell them fags out there to come on, man. We got something for their ass.
We'll be there.
Hey,
Pete.
What?
Talk to him the way you're supposed to talk to him, man. Don't get polite now, motherfucker. Let's go.
Okay, I'll take the fifth. Fuck that.
Hey, Sham.
Yes, sir.
You know, Tone, you know, Tone across the border, he ain't got a problem.
Oh, he will.
What? Yes, he will.
And he gonna play.
Yeah, he'll go anywhere and everywhere. He's gonna try to go. Definitely gonna try to go. But
it's a whole lot of people in Chicago that'll play too.
That's right. That's right.
What's the problem that all those guys in Detroit want us to come up there and they don't never come over here? That's gonna stop.
They got to come across. I always tell them, come across. Come on.
We're going to treat you right over here.
We ain't got no problem whooping your ass and then taking you right back across the border. Ain't no problem with that.
Well, when August 30th come up, and I know we all going to Tone's race, somebody need to be, you know, you remember when you was some shorties and you and there was two brothers and they say they wanted to fight, you go hit one of them up on his shoulder and then one of them would touch you and you go hit the other one on the shoulder. Maybe we need to be doing some of that. He said, it's your turn.
That's right. You need to do a lot of that. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's what this is about, engaging, you know.
Well, we definitely, we going to see. We going to see. Anybody else? I ain't going to hold y'all up. It's been a wonderful show. I don't know what kind of conclusion we really came to, but it was a whole lot of different viewpoints. What we were talking about. Hopefully this will you know, bring some light on just getting back to racing, not what somebody look like, but just getting the race. I'm hoping that was my intent.
What conclusion did you come to, Sam? You posted the question.
Well, to me, Junior, I think we do a lot. You know, we not really racing ET. We should, but I don't think we are. Sometimes, you know, it's kind of difficult. If you know the person, then you know it's very well easily to do it. But if you don't know the person, you can't. You know, you really can't. You know, that's why I don't understand how people. You know, if you fast, and you think you faster than the next person or anybody else, and you a gangster, as my man Todd would say, then, you know, you might go off. But in my opinion, no, I can't race no ghost car, so you really can't do it that way, not in my opinion. But if you know the car, like Mike was saying, I know the car. I know you lighter, and you know we sit similar, and you still don't want to give me nothing, which is ridiculous. You know, that, I mean, it's gotta go both ways. We got to bend a little bit, you know, to try to get some of these races off. And like Brother Will said, you know, I know the money is not all the way, you know, I know it's not nowhere near close to, and Brother D said it too. But I think we need to, you know, come down a little bit on this. I mean, you will never get your money back out of no race car. So, really, you're going to the track anyway. So why not?
What you just said right there, Sam, how much money do you make every time you make a hit on your car if you ain't racing somebody else?
You ain't making one penny.
Okay.
Can we,
okay.
Okay. So
then,
yes, sir.
Are you going to have another meet and greet the day before?
A meet and greet the day before? Oh, you know what? That was the Stranglers. You know what? I'm
saying, will it be another one?
Huh? Wait a minute, somebody.
Are they planning another one?
Not the Stranglers that I know of. But you know what?
I
might be able to. I don't know. Let me see what me and Leroy can come up with. We might be able to try to come up with something the day before.
Cause you and Tony were bending y'all elbows at that box. Tony, you were holding all our toes and then you never stop me.
Man,
hey, I ain't want y'all to think I didn't appreciate all that.
Man, I was hungry. I don't care what you say, baby boy. I hadn't ate nothing all day.
I was hungry.
You sure right.
I ate too, bro.
Man, look here. And that food was good, too. The Stranglers, they set it out. The people that didn't come, they missed out.
Yes, sir.
But let me work on something, Tone.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
The individual that we was talking to that night that had that Camaro that was a no-show that day, where he at?
You know what? He with the Stranglers. He is with the Stranglers.
Yeah,
he with the Stranglers. I have to, I don't know. Wait a minute. I don't know if it's a Strangler on the line or not, but, yeah, he with the Eastside Stranglers. I have to see if he interested about you say if he's driving to the track. Yeah, that might be.
You know what?
Might...
You know what? Cause I didn't appreciate him disturbing my dinner that night. He ain't got to drive. He is to the track.
Oh wow! Oh my goodness!
Uh-oh.
Nah,
uh-oh.
He done started something else. Really?
Really?
Okay. Stranglers. He talking about Big Brandon. Yes, sir.
Hey, Sham, you said sometimes you got to be flexible. Be more flexible than that now.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I really, you know, now see, the people, all these people he talking about, they started with him. So now, you know, it's just, you know, let me give you an example before we all go. If I race you and we race head up and you blow my back out to get back, would you give me the break? Would you try to give me something that I'm trying to go back that way? Is that fair to say that you give me something to, you know, to get back? I ain't talking about you whoop me like by, you know, half a car. You whoop me by some cars. Would it be fair to say that you would give me something to try to, you know, go back?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends on how you lost.
I said I lost by some cars.
No, but did you break the tires loose? Or, you know.
No, I ain't break nothing loose, but I got my ass whooped.
But you clean pass. Clean pass. You lost.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
In my personal opinion, I don't care if we both make the pass of our life. I beat you by a half a fender. I gap you or whatever the case be.
If a man won't get back, I'm going to give him get back. Because, see, I'm going to be confident that, man, you can't whoop me. But, you know, like I say, even if it's by the thickness of the paint on the bumper, if I beat him by that, I was like, well, shit, I'm going to get that on him again. Come on, get your ass down. It's just an unspoken rule that if you whoop a man, you give him a chance to get his lick back. You know, but
a lot of guys don't do that. A lot of guys. Oh, you
get a lot of guys
that
talking about
people
make
you
wear
that.
Wear that ass whooping.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, and both. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But I just thought I'd pose the question. I mean, man, get you know, just give me a little something. Not you know, let me get a chance to. I mean, you whoop me that bad. Just look, you know, give me a little something.
You know,
I just
you
want
know
you know.
The thing is. Giving a little something then will make it too much of a race then. And some guys don't want to do that. They don't want to make it a race. They want to be looking straight down your throat and have half of their hand in your stomach, or else they ain't going to run you.
Damn.
You know?
Oh,
I mean,
my goodness.
That's the reality of it. That's the reality
well,
of it. You got some guys out here that – can give other cars X amount, you know, a spot, 2, 3, 4 cars, and still go around them. And you can't pay them guys to give them a race like that. They ain't trying to make it a race, you know.
Well, I'm trying to, you know, I'm really trying to break up the monotony.
Right, you're right.
Some got to give. I mean, you know, there are people that still, you know, want to try to. You know, race. I mean, you know, I know the art is to try to, you know, get your race. But the true object is to race. I mean, you know, somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. I don't mind losing if the car do what it's supposed to do, and I feel like you know I had a chance. Okay, that's fine, but. Man, I mean, where is the happy medium? And I guess that was the question I was asking earlier. It's got to be a happy medium, and I'm trying to get to it some kind of way with all of the non-racing. I mean, we are racing, but it's just not like I think it should be. So hopefully we gonna make some stuff happen.
Hey, Big Chef.
Yes, sir.
The non-medium is this here. Somebody got to be the winner, and somebody got to be the loser. And somebody got to be the winner, and somebody got to be the loser. Shit, why I can't be the winner? That's how
well,
I feel.
Yeah?
Yeah, but to be the winner, you got to engage.
You have
that's
to.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
That's the problem, that a lot of the engagement is lost because if you know, I'm going to give you an example, Sam, real quick. You got... a streetable car, fully dressed, naturally aspirated, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I got
sort of
a back half car. Listen, I got a back half car, 1733s, wheelie bar, big block, 2 carburetors, 2 stages of nitrous, glass nose, glass doors, bumpers, Lexan windows. I'm going to give you the bus. Come on, man. Come on. You see, that's the type of shit some guys, that's their way of racing.
Hey,
now,
hey,
knowing
Junior,
that
that's the type of shit I run into with the Cadillac.
Knowing that they can give you, if we were to base off of it, they're probably 2 seconds quicker, a second and a half quicker than you. You know, they can give you that much of an advantage if they really trying to make it a race, and they won't.
You know what?
I mean,
who said that?
Hold on, make sure Junior didn't say that.
No, he know. I'm trying. Who said that?
Mike Hill said that. That's who said it. Damn.
Let's be realistic. Let's be realistic, man.
There you go. I knew he was gonna do it. Hey, but look here, Junior.
Yeah,
Junior. I'm not even talking about that type of race. I'm talking about if we race each other and I lose or you lose, by the margin, you know, if it's a reasonable margin to give somebody something, why wouldn't you give it to them if you, I mean, just to, you know, make a race? No,
right.
it still ain't no guarantee. Now, that race,
guy,
what you're talking about, that's
guy,
something totally different. You know, that's some, you know what, and I hate to use this example, but that's how them people down there in Maryland race, they was trying to sick back half big eyes on that Cadillac, and it was ridiculous.
Okay, and what does that go back to? They ain't looking down your throat. They ain't trying to engage.
Yeah,
but
they
then
was
they'll
scared
walk around. Then they'll walk around and say, I called everybody out. Yeah, you called everybody out in the Honda Accord, and you got a pro mod. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, see,
hey,
it's
hey,
a lot of that
hey,
going
hey,
on,
Sam,
too. Hold on. Somebody
that's,
just let me open this mic up, because you know he got to say something now. Todd.
Yeah, who mentioned in my name?
I don't know who that was. Todd.
Man, that was about 2 hours ago.
I know. Somebody just said
Todd.
Right then.
Wait a minute.
Todd. I know it wasn't you, Junior. I heard
Todd.
It was somebody different, Junior.
I'm going to go on mute, sir. I'm going to go on mute.
Whoever just mentioned it, if you got a G-body with stock suspension, I will lock your ass in for the six. Fuck you.
Ooh. Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Come to win.
Wow.
Keep your motherfucking hood closed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, hey, I gotta say, like Sam said earlier, now that's gangster.
That's gangster.
I'm waiting.
I think
I'm waiting for, I'm waiting for the faggot.
Hey, Todd, back your bully ass back.
Todd, a homosexual, man.
For those that know, three
hey,
feet. Give me 3 feet, baby.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Todd.
What up, Tom?
Are you running nitrous or no nitrous? Oh, you said, I'm sorry. You said keep your hood closed. Come to win.
Huh? Yeah, I did say that. Yep.
Is that exclusively to Illinois residents, or does that?
That was to Illinois. That was to whoever the Illinois faggot was, because I know that was the Illinois faggot.
Oh, I'm gonna mute my mic then. I've been called a queer before, but never a fag. Hey, I've been called a queer before, but never a fag, so I'm a bag off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Motherfucker like to throw the rock and hide the hand, but they won't step up and lock their ass in because they probably ain't even got shit.
Hey, Todd, that was
me. Hiding in the bushes,
hey,
ass.
Todd, that was me that said that. I got a car.
Okay, who is this? Well, who is it?
This little Mike, the one that baptized
well,
you in the Minnesota. You ain't
okay,
in my car.
What do you want
right.
to do with my car, little Mike?
Make it right, man.
What do you want?
I told you, give me five and a hit, man. You can do whatever you can do.
Oh,
keep your hood closed.
Hey, Shannon, you had a great show. I'm going back on mute, sir.
Man, look, man, you ain't nothing but a buzzard looking for something dead in the water, coward.
You want five and a hit, man. What the f- If you need five and a hit, you need to go find somebody else to race.
Hey, like I said, you're looking for something dead. Just like you and your boys with that Oldsmobile, y'all thought y'all had something dead in the water. A big block on nice is giving me the bus. But y'all thought
it was
y'all
a fucking Oldsmobile
sweet.
Motor, Mike.
But it was a big block on nitrous, man. I ran no motor, man.
It was a damn Oldsmobile.
And evidently, you didn't think it was too much of an Oldsmobile. You bet your money and lost, didn't you?
You right. I'm just saying, you act like we was doing something. It was an Oldsmobile motor.
The way you were chilling,
good
you
Lord.
Thought it was a rough Oldsmobile motor. Get back
I
up
did
there,
think
you
could win.
Do
you right. Hey, Mike,
get
whoopie
back up there,
do. I thought
there,
I could win. You know what? I can't make him get back up there again. It's not my car. I can make my car get up there.
Hey, I ain't in your class. But you ain't going to run none in your class.
Then,
shit like
shut
you,
the
ain't gonna
fuck
run
up
it.
Then.
Hey, I tell you what, Todd, this is what I'll do for you. You get in your car and drive your car. I'm going to take three and hit you.
I'm not never driving, man. That's not going to happen.
You better not drive with your car.
You're right. I bet not. I know I bet not. So now what? Whoopie-doo, man. Is she saying
whoopie-doo.
Something slick?
Whoopie-doo. You's a coward, man.
You're scared of a driver?
You're a coward, man.
Hey, you know what? Mike, I'll put a motherfucker who ain't never even been in the car in there before and try you.
Man,
what
put a small block on motor in the car, man. That's what I got. I got a small block.
I don't have it, man. So I can't do that because I don't have it.
Okay. Well, we ain't gonna never race. Hey, Sam, this is what
so
we're talking about.
So why are you even talking to me then?
Because I can talk to you because I want to talk to you. That's why I can talk to
you. If you don't have nothing to race me with, you begging, stop talking
to me. Make it right, man.
Hey, man.
That's all you got to do.
Didn't I say last week you had all winter to do whatever you needed to do? Come this year as a gangster. Stop begging.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to be quiet.
Hold up. I got a Camaro. Back half car. Mm-hmm. You get up there.
Oh, God, here we go. Now you got a back.
Can you get up there? Can you get up there? What do you need? You got everything
in drag racing, man.
You got everything in drag racing. The back tire to clear and the hit, man, on the 7, on the 6.
Okay.
Now lock in.
Okay.
1,000 miles
better. God damn, can I sit in somewhere? Are you on motor or are you spraying?
Don't worry about it. Come to win, man.
Oh, okay. All right, I like that. I come to win.
I come to win with
no
car.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm going to come to win with a car. Do you want to lock in?
Oh man,
you
talk,
got another
car.
Can I get one? All right, you ain't got a back half car, but I can't go get a different car. Come on, man.
Man, please.
No, I'm sounding just like you sounded.
Mike, you say you got a Camaro that's back half. I'm going to bring a Mustang. Can we race? What's the problem?
Like I said, you ain't trying to race, man.
That's what I thought. Now
you ain't trying to race.
Back in the bush.
You want something? I ain't never going back in the bush. You can believe that. Never nice, boy. You got me.
Well, run me head up, Mike, with your car and my car.
How I'm gonna run you head up, idiot? You're an idiot, man.
Easy. You get up there. You get to the line. You rev on your car and you race.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, okay. Like I said, you looking for something.
You don't come on here talking like a gangster but asking for five.
I am a gangster, man. A bona fide.
How can you be if you're asking for five cars?
I'm a gangster, man. I'm gonna always be a gangster. Don't you ever forget, man. You asking for five cars. You found out I was a gangster, man. I whooped you already.
Man, I didn't find out nothing. That ain't my car.
I got your money in my pocket.
Yes, you did win some little petty ass money, man. Whoop-de-doo.
Okay then.
Win with my car and win my money. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
Win you a lot.
I wouldn't talk about winning 250.
Win yourself
2,000.
Like,
you ain't going to race. You ain't going to race, Todd. You ain't going to race
Shit,
nobody
I can't
in your
tell
class,
I won't
man.
Hey,
you ain't going to race nobody in your class, man.
I have a stock suspension car on the motor. Can you find something like it, and I will lock them in. I'm not going to ask I don't need to know nothing else.
Yeah, okay.
Stock suspension, big block on the motor. That's a fucking Mustang, man. Fucking back half-ass Mustang. Knock it the fuck off, man.
Okay. All right.
That's what I'm saying right now. I got to race Mustangs and back halves and full chassis cars. Cock it off. Get a stock suspension G-body now. Beat their ass.
Man, you ain't stock suspension.
How much you want to bet?
You got mini tubs in the car?
Mini tub ain't got shit to do with your suspension.
You got mini tubs at the top, but you ain't stock suspension, man. If you got a mini tub at the top, ain't stock
suspension. Hey, Big Sham.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you tell that man I'm stock suspension?
Don't get in, Sham.
Okay,
you looked up under my car.
I ain't looked up under my car, Todd. I ain't in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well,
I guarantee you, I got two stock suspension. No coilovers or nothing.
Like, do you got
I don't got no coilovers
car.
Or nothing.
You got a mini tub,
a mini tub
you
is not
tub
your suspension.
Car.
That's your body, sir.
Yeah, okay.
You need to learn something. Mini tub ain't got nothing
what,
to do with suspension.
I tell you what, Todd. Bring, Bring the Mustang. Bring the Mustang you said you got. Just lock in $1,005 or better. I don't care what Mustang you bring. Bring it. Just lock in.
Let's lock in.
$1,005 or better.
For your back half Camaro against my Mustang.
No. It ain't gonna be no back. It ain't gonna be no back half Camaro. I'm bringing a car.
Oh, come on, man. I'm done talking to you, man. I'm done talking to you.
Oh,
shit.
Oh,
as I said, Sham, you had a good show. Have a good night.
I need a drink, man.
I do too. I need a cigarette. Oh, my goodness. Get all these smoke.
Hey, Sham. Huh. I'm smoking one.
Hey, Todd.
Man.
Hey, Todd. Where you go? You went in the bushes?
Yeah, he said he don't want to talk to you no more, Mike.
I know he don't.
I'm gonna bring a G body like him. G body on stock suspension to run him head up now.
Todd.
He went on mute.
He had left the building.
Okay. Who is the? I'm gonna open up these last two. 708-0093. Your mic is open.
It's Vaz, Big Sham. What up?
What up, Vaz?
Yeah. What's going on?
Man, slow motion, brother.
Oh, man.
Another Thursday.
Huh?
I said another Thursday.
Yeah, man, I just called to support. What's going on?
Man, everything peaceful, man. We trying to get ready for September the 6th. And August the 30th.
August 30th
is Little Tony race down in Martin, Michigan.
Okay, okay, that's what's up. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me open up this last 708-0313. Your mic is open.
What's up, Sham? I just calling in because I heard Todd's voice, but he had his hands full, so I'll step back.
All right. What up, Rob?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Todd, they're looking for you. They're calling you.
Hey, Sham, you got any hedge trimmers, man?
Yeah, in my garage. I sure do.
Come on now. Get them a spot. Fire them out.
Hey, Junior, you need some electric ones or the manual ones?
Huh?
I said, which ones do you need? You need the electric or the old manual ones that you chop?
As long as you can get under 3 feet where we can see everything behind it, it don't matter.
hey, Champ, who was that just looking for me? Was it Rob?
Yeah, that's Rob. Rob, your mic open.
Here we go.
What you want, Rob?
Rob,
hey,
you
what's that? Yeah. Hey, Todd, you said with your hood down, keep your hood down, and we can run that G-body.
What's that? Let me get it done.
What G-body?
Yours. You said keep the hood down, right? Who is we? I said keep the hood down.
I said who is we? What are you talking about running with?
Oh, I'm going to come with a G-body for you. I'm almost done with them. We're going to keep the hood down.
Suspension? And is it stock suspension?
Yeah, it's stock.
Okay, when you done with it, talk to me about it.
I'm close to getting finished with it, so I think it might be out there. It's going to be a big block.
Okay. I didn't ask you what was under the hood.
I'm just telling you so you won't, because you like racing small blocks, so I'm just letting you know it's a big block.
I like racing anything to get stock suspension.
Oh, well, we good.
Don't come with no coilovers and all that extra shit. Coilovers
and stock suspension, sir.
Well,
as long as it's in stock location, it's stock suspension.
Okay.
But don't worry, it's not going to have coilovers.
Come with true stock suspension, then. How about that? Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
I noticed the new track.
And when you're ready with it, let me know.
When I have it at the track, I'll be coming. I'll tap you on your shoulder.
Thank you. No problem.
All right.
All right. Anybody else? Going once.
I need a quick class
clarification.
Okay.
What is true stock suspension?
Not everybody want to push
there
these run buttons.
Go.
What y'all, really?
Yo, shocks, yo, control arms, everything under the car in the factory location that it came from, GM or Ford or whoever it is, wherever they put it, is still there. I don't care if you got some $7,000 shocks, as long as they're in that same position.
Okay.
That's true stock suspension.
Thank you for the clarification, sir.
Okay.
They classify that as stock suspension, but that is not true stock suspension.
I mean, my interpretation of true stock suspension is you don't have nothing aftermarket under it.
Yeah, everybody has
a
different clarification.
That's a true stock
suspension. How long?
That means no control line. I mean, even the springs. None of them aftermarket springs. No shock, no nothing. True stock suspension, the way they rolled out the dealership. That's my
some people do classify it as that.
Junior, you talking about like my Cadillac?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Cadillac Junior. Stock suspension.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
So stock suspension from the factory. So that means everybody that got a car from the factory got a full chassis car then, right?
No. What I'm saying is
They
have stock-style rear suspensions. You know, if you claim you have a true stock suspension, in my opinion, that means the control arms, whether it's control arms, leaf springs, whatever, IRS suspension, whatever it came from the factory, I mean identical. None of that aftermarket control lines. Let's say it's a GM product with a Ford 9-inch. They didn't come from the factory like that unless it was a truck. And I'm pretty sure the trucks came to Daniels. So, I mean, to me, that's why I asked what he meant by true stock suspension. Because if he tells me I have a true stock suspension car, and I book him the race, and I show up, and everything under that car is stock style, but it's not true stock suspension, factory suspension, he wrong, in my understanding. You know, that's why I asked what was his interpretation. Now, is it stock style? Yeah. If everything's in the factory location, you got everything else aftermarket, okay, yeah.
Junior, hold on. Who is 708-0483? Let me open this mic up. 708.
Hey, how you doing, sir? This Major. I was just listening to the show. I'm glad you extended it tonight. You having a good show, brother. I'm just listening and learning something.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate you calling in, Brother Major, as always. It went a little long tonight because people start calling names, and I had a couple of extra minutes, so I just went on and let them have their way. Hold on 1 second. Let me do this. 773-9483. Your mic is open.
Oh, that was me. I got knocked off. I just called right back.
Oh, okay.
Shane, you want me to wind it up a couple more times or just let the record run out?
No, just let it just go on and go. I was trying to, I don't want it to get, sour, and it started getting a little, good. So I just let it keep on rolling. I had a few, I put some, they tell me to put quarters in. I need to put a couple more quarters in. So I put some quarters in and let them go. It's a whole bunch of people on this line. They are so silent tonight. I ain't going to call nobody names. I know a few of these numbers.
Hey Junior, I'm glad you clarified that stock suspension thing up, because guys see coilovers, they think that's going to make the difference of them losing by a mile or winning by a mile.
You're right on it. I mean, you got some cars that don't have coilovers on them and 60 foot and run a lot quicker than some that do. So, I mean, I guess it goes back to who it is,
You got some guys who got
the regular shocks from the factory and run faster than coilovers. But what do that mean? It's not his fault.
That means that they know what that means. They
he know what he doing.
That's right.
It ain't my fault. You don't know what you doing.
You got good weight transfer.
I just want everybody
good weight transfer.
I want everybody to gang bang. I really want people to engage.
Hey,
that's what I want.
Hey,
I want to.
Hey,
I want to see a 1992-93 night on a south side of Chicago, starting at 111th and making your way to over there by the gardens, or over by the diagonal street by KFC by the light.
Right.
That's what I want. That's what I'm. That's my goal.
Everybody gonna be begging.
Well, that's okay. You can beg. You can beg all you want. Give it to them. Somebody come to a mutual agreement. That's all I want. Come to a mutual agreement. It's okay to ask for stuff. I'm gonna ask. I need it.
Sam,
it's okay for you to ask.
Scared to lose. They don't want to gamble. They scared to lose.
Well, you know, I ain't gonna say everybody. It starts with it starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with everybody. It got to start somewhere. Everybody can say they a gangster until it's time to say, man, you know what? I'm gonna go.
Hey, you know what Floyd say, right?
What do we say?
All that shit they talking is cool till he hit them in the mouth. It's over with. game plan go right out the door.
Oh, man.
Hey. You know how that goes.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Cap.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I just, on some wishful thinking, man, I like to just eight guys get in the ring, man. Just four races, evenly matched cards. You know, just for example, just say Tidy Bowl and Big Sam with his Monte Carlo. Lil Mike and Pop with his black pepper.
Shoot
out. Hey, Sam, is that Mark?
Yeah, that's Mark.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, what's up? This Rob. You going to be there Saturday?
Hey, Rob, stay away from my wallet, man. I got oral protection on you against my wallet. Stay back. You can't come within 300 feet of me if I'm betting.
Man, you know what? Hey, Mark, you just started something. Next Thursday, I think I'm going to open the mics, and I'm just going to ask, just give me any type of race. Give me some names of the people that you just like to see. What matchups would you like to see?
Yeah, you know,
that's
going to
be nasty. That's going to be nasty.
You know,
and let's
like, just
see
off
if,
the top of my head.
Let's see if we can make
something
happen.
I'm gonna tell you. I like to right see me and Sherman. Hey, Sham, I'm gonna tell you one right now. Terrio against anybody.
Terrio against anybody?
Yeah, just
oh my
just
goodness.
To see him get in.
Who is this? 708-7220. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Sham? It's Big Ray, man. What's going on?
What's up, Big Ray?
What up,
hey,
Ray?
What's up, fellas?
Oh, everything peaceful. We just rolling on in. I'm just I'm just laying low, and letting it go. We trying to start something for next Thursday now, and building our way up to this race.
Hey, Junior.
Oh, okay.
Is there eight even that bad races out there who ain't scared to get out?
Hey,
well,
Junior, Terrio gonna get his ass pulled out. You keep on talking about Terrio.
Yes, sir. I just love seeing him engage because he a damn fool. He a damn fool. But he'll go. I love it too, bro.
Hey,
he will
all
go.
I can say is I got a bunch of surprises for y'all. Mark, I got some surprises. Just sit tight. Trust me when I say I got some surprises.
I like
that. Hey, Sam. You know what I like? That ain't a big budget operation, and he don't bet big money. But if you in his fire, he trying to go. He trying to go hard, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Ray.
Yo, yo. Yo.
How you looking for the six?
I'm looking like kind of good, bro. Trying to get everything together.
All right.
Who was that talking to?
We both see there.
Who was I talking
this
to?
Just Ty, Big Ray.
Oh, what's up, Ty?
Not much.
Yeah, hopefully, man, I see everything to be spread. That's great about it.
Okay. I hope to see you there.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, well, I ain't trying to instigate nothing, but I am. What you saying, Todd? What you saying?
Oh, I'd like to try.
Okay.
Oh.
Sounds good. Everything all right. We probably do a little something.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And you know, I'm trying not to say nothing to you. No, I'm not going to say nothing. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to stand down. Let me stand
what
down
you want
for
to
right
say
now.
Again?
No,
what you
I'm
want
going to say
down. Y'all want to break with people, God. Y'all want to break
yes,
with
we
people.
Do. Yeah, I
okay.
do. Yes.
If I'm feeling good that day, you can. You like
oh,
that?
Okay. Well, I hope you feel. I'm going to pray that you feel good that day.
Let me win. If I win, look, I'm going to just say this to you. If I do any race and I win, the first race I win, y'all got to break with Beef with God. I don't care. You like
okay.
that?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Yeah. You have to break if I win the first race I do. Because
okay.
I got a couple races with the Buick boys that I'm supposed to do that day.
With the so. You do?
Yes.
Oh.
That ain't
the
shit going to happen.
It probably won't.
That?
It probably won't because the country pimp won't lock in. So,
oh.
yeah, it might not happen.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. All I'm concerned with is you said it. I'm glad you said it. Thank you. That's all I wanted.
You
thank
did.
You.
You.
Thank
did.
You. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we ticking down. I really appreciate everybody input and the suggestion is still up. Brother Mark, you started something. Y'all had y'all thinking caps on for next. Everybody push the one button and give us some. I'm going to write them down. I'm going to see if we can stir something up and see if we can get something going. I'd like to see a lot of people race. I really would like to see a few people. I ain't going to call them. I'm going to write them down so I have them ready for next Thursday.
No, I'll say a couple of names.
Come on
with
one
no.
right now. You got to give us one.
Just give y'all one.
A good
wait a
one.
Minute.
Wait, tiny bone.
A good one, too.
I want to say Pops and Mike Hill. You got two small block Cutlass, all steel.
Yeah, but Pops run on the gangster. He run on gangster
now.
He ain't running on motor no more.
Oh, okay.
So that's the problem. That's not. I don't think that's gonna happen. I'm not saying it's guaranteed it won't happen,
hey,
but
Big
I'm just Chef. Saying. Yes, sir.
Hey, Big Chef.
Yeah.
Can I give a race out? This,
yeah, go ahead.
Two guys on the phone. You and Big Mar, motor to motor, on feet.
Woo, come on.
Me and Big Mar, I'm not racing
oh,
nobody
yeah,
on my
no.
feet. I'm too old. I can tell you that right now.
Big Mar, no one
is you. As you were asking your question, I was telling you.
Nah.
Hey, man, all that days in the past. Now,
yeah,
I just
that's
sold
with.
My last Camaro. I ain't going to say who bought it, but hey.
Nah, baby boy. Baby
yeah.
boy,
I
put something to you. You wear a baseball cap. The next time I see you and see if I don't kick the baseball cap off, clean off your head.
You got to do it. Listen, you got to do a flash with it. If you
don't worry,
off,
I'm not going to jump.
Baby.
Not one bit. I'm going to kick it clean off your head. Now, you want to gamble on that?
I like that.
And hey, check this out. Get it up there. Put it off. Look up in the sky and gamble as much as you think you can gamble.
You'll kick it clean off my head.
I'm
going to
kick it clean off
head.
Your head. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we're on that dinner.
No, because you tried to get me. I'm gonna try to get you now too. You tried to get me. I'm gonna get you now.
Jesus.
I don't want none to eat. Okay.
You don't want none.
All the mics are open. Man, we done went all the way over time. That's a good idea. I'm glad you said that, Brother Mark. I'm excited to for next Thursday already.
Hey,
y'all come up
good.
With some good ones. Don't come up with no, you know, please. Let me say this.
Right now.
Nope.
I got a good one right now.
Nope. I don't want to hear them right now.
I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to
you.
Okay,
go on and give them to me.
One, Tidy Bowl and Jack Ball, spray to spray.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Yeah. That'd be I ain't going to fuck around. I'm going to give you
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one. That's a real good one. That's a good one too.
Yeah.
Somebody already looked for Tidy Bowl already. Somebody from Detroit, and his name is Lil Tony. He said he's looking for you in the middle of the day with a flashlight.
Is Lil Tony still on the phone or he gone?
I think he's still. Wait a minute. Let me look. Yeah, he is. He's still there.
Who's looking for him?
Me. Tone, you there?
I call him on the 1-800 line.
Oh, okay. All right.
You can, you know, you can state your name and business. It will be forwarded.
Listen, Todd,
he does have representatives on this line. Now,
I know.
Yes, sir.
I know. That's why I just said.
Todd, I'm dying to use Tony's words to lock your fag ass.
Junior, I got a full interior Cutlass with Lamborghini doors with a small block right around every day. I want to race him with his Cadillac.
You got a what?
A Cutlass with T-tops, full interior, with Lamborghini doors with a small block in it. I want to run his Cadillac.
And your power additive is?
Nitrous.
He'll have to get back to you on that one.
Just put it in his ear.
Them G bodies on nitrous already done violated him once.
Yeah, but he ran one didn't have his furniture and shit. I got all my factory furniture.
Are you looking to engage that with another G body? Small block fully dressed.
I just wanted to pick on Tony because, you know, he got some of my money. He had took my money a couple weeks ago.
you trying to Chester is what you trying to do.
Yeah, he took some of my money a couple weeks ago. And, my pockets is a little bit lighter when I left 131 at the end of the night.
And you will be driving this car?
No, I don't drive no cars, Junior.
No, I'm not saying you. I mean, is this a car you will be driving from where you, from where you're coming from, sir?
He could drive. You know what? I'm going to take that challenge, he said. Yes, I'm going to take that challenge. Yep.
No trailer queen. This will be documented?
I'm going to drive it from the city to the track. I like that. Yep. Tell him that I take his challenge.
Oh, you want to take his challenge?
The challenge was whoever drive a street car to the track, he going to give matching with his Cadillac. I'm going to do that.
No, that's not what he said.
No. Sham.
Sham, can you tell me what he said then?
Whoever drive to the track with a street car,
uh-huh.
They got action with the GTR.
Said it was a Cadillac.
Oh, you heard what you wanted to hear.
Yeah.
GTR and Cadillac are two different things.
I did.
Right?
You're right. I heard what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, I don't like that GTI.
Yeah, I don't think, I don't know what he'll say, but I don't like that G-body. Nah.
Oh, okay. Well, just put it in his ear, because, you know, he kind of like
Julia, he said he's going to drive it to the track.
Yeah, I'm going to drive it.
Okay, well, if he likes that, no problem. Now, with the other one,
Oh, he said he don't like the GTI. I'm sorry. Why am I talking?
Yeah, I don't like
Let me be quiet.
Not with that four-way G body. No, I don't like
that. I almost had him in the cookie jar.
You almost did it.
Junior.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Todd, what did
there
you
go.
Say now? I knew beautiful wood. Come on here. Beautiful, I got full interior cutlass with Lamborghini doors, with T-tops, full gas tank, all that. No fuel cell. I'm going to drive it to the track. I won't try a Cadillac.
It's a motor car or a nitrous car?
I'm going to spray it. It's going to be on nitrous.
You come on, run this Nissan. No questions asked. Come on.
I can't run the Nissan. Can't do it. Too fast. This is a four-way car.
My car is a four-way car.
No fiberglass. Matter of fact, ain't no fiberglass on the car. Except for the
4,000 pounds, right? Ain't no fiberglass on mine either.
But I understand. I don't want to get into that. You know, I don't want to talk about that, you know. We can talk about that on 1-800. I don't want to, you know, say things reason-wise and all that. I'm just going to stand down and say
he didn't like that 4,000 pounds because we know he can't measure up to it. So,
no, yes, I can. This Cutlass weighs 37, I believe.
37.
And that's
without
the driver.
Is a big,
and
is
the
a
driver,
big
and the driver, I believe, weigh like 275 or something, so I'm 4,000 anyway.
Okay, well, I'm still molding you. I'm 220, and I'm
yeah,
in my car without
you. We'll talk about that GTI. So we can do that on the one.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Will you turn the nitrous off on that car?
What would you give me if I turned the nitrous off?
I'll step down in car, and I'll run you with the Cadillac.
But what would you give me with the Cadillac? I can't run your own motor in winching. I can't do that now. It's just small block that I'm going to drive to the track.
Okay. But when I say run the Nissan, I'm telling you do whatever you need to do, and I'm running you with a V6.
I know that, but I don't want to talk about that Nissan.
I'm saying, well, turn the nitrous off and run my station wagon.
I can't do a head-up. I would do it. I can't do a head-up, though.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question? Why you let Tidy Bowl and them spray it, gut it out, small block, but you won't race my full weight car, small block?
Because I've been to the track since the gates opened, and I believe that support is not just showing up, it's showing out. And I told Leroy and Sham, hey, man, if I got to go on a suicide mission, I'm going to go on a suicide mission, but I'm going to race. People here that said they want to see this Cadillac run. And Tidy Bo was willing to go. I said, man, forget it, man. Whatever happened, happened.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. I can't whoop your head up, Tone. I know better than that, and I think you know better than that, too. But I would turn the nitrous off and try it.
I ain't never seen the car.
I don't know. I'm telling you what it is. It's an 86 Cutlass with T-tops, full leather interior, all the stuff in it, gas tank, everything. No fiberglass on the car at all except for the hood.
Hold on.
It's still
so you saying
no hood.
You saying you want a spot from the Cadillac?
If I'm on motor, yes.
What if
I'm
you
on
spray
motor.
What you would get a Cadillac
if spray
you spray it?
Did somebody mute his mic?
You got no. Anybody? I had to think about it, Junior. I can't just. It just went on my mind.
I mean, that.
Yeah,
hey,
it got quiet. It did just like
big. You got the backside to clear. You got the back tire and the clear out the back door.
Say what?
You got the back tire and the clear out the back door.
Come on, Todd. That ain't nothing. What I'm going to do with that?
Oh, shit. I thought that was something.
Well, I tell you what.
What do you
with
want?
With my Nissan, you got the back tire to clear out the back door.
I talked to the owner and see if we can work that out. I don't like that Nissan, Tony. I told you, and I don't want to talk about it right now. I talk about that when we in private, man. I don't want to talk about the Nissan in public. Man, leave me alone. I'm telling you, I'm gonna run Cadillac.
Hey, Tony, you see what I say about the neighborhood bullies?
Yeah,
hey, we're in the private room, ain't we? Oh, my
No, we ain't in no private room, Junior.
I'm sorry, I didn't know I said that in public.
Hey, Todd.
Come on, I got
another question for you. With your Cutlass, your car, you turn the nitrous off, what you do for that Nissan?
My Regal? You mean my Regal?
Your Regal. I'm sorry.
I can't do nothing with that. I can't do nothing for him. I told you, leave that Nissan. Now, okay, I'm going to give you fair warning now. Now I'm going to start saying shit in a minute. I told you, leave me alone. Talk about that in private. We are only talking about that Cadillac on this national radio.
Okay.
You won't talk about that Nissan. You got to do that in 1-800.
Okay, man. Okay, I'm going to leave
now,
I'm just trying to give you the opportunity to get some of your money back, man.
Yeah, leave that alone now for right now.
Todd, you know who the owner of the GTI is here?
Oh, yeah, that's Todd. You have to talk to you probably could get in touch with Eric. Eric is the booker for that Southside crew.
Oh, okay. Well, Lil Tony looking for him. I'll call Eric and I'll tell him.
I put it on 1-800. I put it on there in a few minutes because they call him. I got a call back.
Okay.
1-800 going right now. When this show in, I'm getting on the 1-800. So, Tony, you can call in 1-800. We can talk about that GTI.
Okay. Okay.
Anybody else? We are ticking down. We got 1 minute and 27 seconds left.
Will them Buick boys be there on the 6th?
They supposed to be there. They supposed to race me that day. But they ain't locked it in yet, so. But it's supposed to be there.
708-1533, your mic is open.
Hello?
Hello?
We'll whoop that GTI ass.
Huh?
We'll whoop that GTI ass.
Who is this? Oh, that's E. What's up, E?
Nothing. How you doing?
Good. There you go, Tone. There you go.
Who is that?
That's E. That's Eric right there.
What he got?
That's the guy with the car you looking for.
The GTI?
Yeah.
Head up, pro tree, out the back door, 105 or better.
You said what?
Head up, pro tree, out the back door, track rules, 105 or better. My GTR with your GTR.
Okay, when are you going to be ready?
I'll be there on the 6th.
Okay, well, we're going to lock in sometime this week. I'm going to call my boy who caught it. But we probably could do that. That sounds like a good one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Anything else like what?
Ow. Any more cars need to add to what?
Street cars. what else you got?
Hey,
you talking about with that
Nissan? Ain't no room for two gangsters on this show.
I swear. Hey, I've been waiting on them. I've been waiting on somebody to just say something.
Hey,
I'm glad. Thank you, E.
What are the cars you talking about? Come on.
We got colors. We got all type of street shit. Say something. We've been sitting here drinking coffee, bored than a motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, my man.
Good Lord.
Oh, man. Ooh, we. We, this,
hey,
it's going to cut y'all off. Keep going till it cut off.
Ain't going to cut us off.
Hey,
Yes, sir. Hey, I got a cutlass with a small block in it I'd like to try rock old car with. You think that could be possible? Full interior, gas tank, everything.
We got to see it.
You ain't
got
focus on
that thing.
It's a gray and black cutlass with Lamborghini doors. You ain't never seen it?
I see it tonight.
Oh, okay. No, we in Minnesota. You know I'm in Minnesota, E.
Who is this?
This Ty.
Ty, shut up. You ain't race nobody, man. I thought I was talking to somebody.
Well, I asked you. All you got to do is say yes or no.
Man, you got ghost cars, man. Show up with something, man. I want your ass to that rerun. I'm going to kill you. Strangle your ass.
You ain't got no good.
Okay. Hello.
You want to strangle me with a hammer calling six?
You say what?
You want to strangle me with a hammer calling a six? The six big hand brakes on the six.
Okay. Yeah, I think I can raise. I don't know why y'all keep worrying about these big races. The track open every fucking day, every other day.
I'm way up here, man. I can't run back and forth like that. I have to make myself come on certain
man,
days.
Man, don't
I
talk
live,
to me. You
I live
now, now.
Seven
I like to play
hours
inside.
Away, man.
Yeah, I like to play that, man. Don't be talking about some yesteryear shit or near future. Talking about something that can happen in the next
2 weeks away, sir. It's
just
two weeks away.
You know what life brings in 2 weeks?
Well, in 2 weeks, I'll ask you again then. No big
hey,
deal.
Hey, I see you at the shop. Somebody else, man.
Okay.
Well, Sean, I'm going to get back to work and drink my tea and stuff, man. I'll holler at you.
All righty.
They know what we sitting over here at Shop Custom looking for a motherfucker to lynch.
I appreciate you calling in or chiming in. I know you've been listening.
Yeah. No, I just walked in, but I heard something say my name.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thank you. Anybody else? Going once. Going twice.
Hey, man, I just want to say thank y'all for the enjoyable show, man. Y'all been clowning tonight.
Man, I appreciate y'all to the fullest. Thank you, Lil Tony, for being a gangbanger gangster from Detroit. And thank you, Brother E, for being a gangster from Chicago. Now, something just might happen out of this. Something just might happen.
If he show up, something definitely going to happen.
Oh, he's showing up. He going to show up. We're not going to worry about that.
Oh, yeah, they going to show up because they're trying to get some revenge from RBL. So they going to show up.
Yeah, they going to show up. That's for sure. Well, until next Thursday, same bat time.
Make sure you carry this over next Thursday.
Ooh, baby. Now y'all trying to keep me up all night. It don't even matter if something happened out of it. I don't mind. I'm just not gonna sit on here just to be sitting on here. But if somebody got something real interesting to say, and something happened out of it, that's what this show is for. That's what we trying to do. We ain't got much time left, y'all. Y'all better get it in while you can get it in. So. Until next Thursday, everybody, clocksoff.com, Motor City Mafia, Big Sham, Bruce Leroy, Lil Tony, Junior, we will talk to y'all the same back time, the same back channel.
All right, peace out.
Peace.